smooth, real. It's all here.
Amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Because there are many choices in life.
Well, back in the 90s, I used to tune into Rush Limbaugh.
And with choices come alternatives.
I'm 760, listen to it all the time.
Just love hearing something other than the right-wing rant.
I've learned so much from listening to 760.
Changing the world of talk radio.
Nice to be on with you, Marvin.
Al Franken. Ed Schultz. Randy Rose. The Majority Report. And Mike Malloy. This is AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. American and Iraqi troops have launched a new offensive against the enemy in western Iraq, but insurgents are fighting back. Today, they fired mortars and rockets at a number of U.S. bases and government offices in that region. In Washington, the Democratic congressman who's calling for the immediate withdrawal of American troops from Iraq says he's disappointed by the president's victory strategy. John Murtha doesn't want to wait for Iraqi troops to get ready to take over the bulk of the battle.
You can't leave this up to Iraqis. You can't leave it to the commanders in the field. This is not a decision to be made by military commanders. This is a decision to be made by us in Congress and by the President of the United States.
On the battlefield, a soldier and a Marine are the latest to die in action. Meetings, speeches, parades, World AIDS Day is being observed in countries around the world. CBS's Cecilia Hatton tells us AIDS has become a hot topic in China.
There's a huge display of condoms on sale at this Beijing pharmacy, a sign of how China's attitudes towards safe sex have changed. Just a few years ago, AIDS was a taboo subject. Now, health officials are working feverishly to educate everyone, from prostitutes to school children, about the threat of HIV. The government has a tough task ahead, though. The WHO warns 10 million people in China will have HIV in the next few years if more isn't done soon. Celia Hatton, CBS News, Beijing.
California's Supreme Court has refused to stop the execution of Crips street gang leader Tookie Williams, but Governor Schwarzenegger still could.
I want to hear it from both sides.
At next Thursday's meeting, the governor will hear from Williams' lawyers and L.A. prosecutors.
I want to make sure they make the right decision, because if you're dealing here with a person's life.
Santa Clara University law professor Ellen Kreitzberg says by no means does clemency clear Williams of the four murders for which he's been convicted.
It's a horrific crime because of what he's been convicted of. We assume he's guilty, but there are circumstances about this person that warrant mercy.
Williams' execution is set for December 13th. Larry Cherone, CBS News, San Francisco.
Mayor Ray Nagin is on the road a lot these days, telling residents who left New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina it's time to come back. He was in Houston the other day. He'll be in Atlanta over the weekend, in Memphis last night. Nagin said life in New Orleans is getting better.
We have opened for people to come back, clean up, and live, whether it's in travel trailers or in their homes.
But the mayor admitted the city will never be completely safe from the threat of hurricanes. Breast cancer has claimed an actress whose face was familiar to television and movie fans. Wendy Jo Sperber was just in her mid-40s. Sperber starred opposite Tom Hanks in Bosom Buddies on television, and in the movies, opposite Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future.
Oh, Mother, there's nothing wrong with calling a boy. I think it's terrible. Girls chasing boys. Then how am I supposed to ever meet anybody?
And while Wall Street is poised to rally at the opening bell, S&P futures are up about 6 points. This is CBS News.
The best radio to have when the power is out is also the best radio to have outdoors. This is Bob of the Sea Crane Company. I'm talking about the Free Play radio, the wind-up radio with a built-in solar panel. It never needs batteries, and it does great with AM, FM, and shortwave. It's even got an LED flashlight that you can keep going all night if you need it. Take it along when you go camping or keep one in the car. The Free Play is designed to deliver. rain or shine, night or day. You can only get the free play at Sea Crane. So if you have any questions, give us a call or visit our website at ccradio.com.
If you would like more information, the number is 800-522-8863 for your Free Play Plus or for a free Sea Crane catalog. That's 800-522-8863. Or go to the web at ccradio.com. The Sea Crane Company, where you could discover something new today.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We are seeing a few issues right now. Southbound I-25, watch for a stall sitting on the ramp to Bellevue. Northbound I-25, also have a stall working. This one's up to the shoulder at 8th Avenue. And we have a Jeep and a semi tangled up on Sheridan at 6th Avenue. So expect some slowing with that. Now, the turnpike's still trouble-free as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, still pretty quiet. So is Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline. And checking out the forecast. It's chilly this morning and going to be cold today. Highs right around 40. We're waking up to 16 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Because there are many choices in life.
I'm a traveling salesman. I just happened upon your show for the first time.
And with choices come alternatives.
I love AM 760.
All the time, every morning, and then on the way home.
You get another opinion other than what we get with the right-wing propaganda machine.
The cure for conservative talk.
Nice to be able to sit there and listen to the radio and say, no doubt.
This is AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
And I'm with them every day.
The Osgood File, sponsored by the American Jewish Committee. I'm Charles Osgood. Yesterday, President Bush laid out what he called a plan for victory in Iraq and his answer to those in Washington demanding that he spell out how long our troops are going to be in Iraq, how many of them there'll be, and how much it's going to cost.
These decisions about troop levels will be driven by the conditions on the ground in Iraq and the good judgment of our commanders, not by artificial timetables set by politicians in Washington.
And some of those politicians in Washington took exception to that, including the two senators from Massachusetts, John Kerry.
This debate is not about an artificial date for withdrawal. Several times in his speech today, the president set up this straw man and then knocks it down. That's not what this debate is about.
And Ted Kennedy.
Had this been a real strategy for victory, it would have come none too soon. But the president's effort to put lipstick on his failed Iraq strategy fools no one.
More on the president's speech after this for the American Jewish Committee.
The following is a paid announcement.
50 years ago this week, an event occurred that changed the course of American history. A black seamstress in Montgomery, Alabama, refused to give up her bus seat to a white man. Her name was Rosa Parks. At the time, blacks were required to sit in the back of the bus, or even get off if seats were needed for white passengers. Rosa Parks was arrested and fined. The black community launched a 13-month boycott of Montgomery buses. In 1956, the Supreme Court finally outlawed segregation in public transportation. Much more work and sacrifice were required in the years ahead to dismantle the web of segregation laws. Previously unimaginable progress has been achieved. But there's still need for vigilance against all forms of racism. Rosa Parks died a month ago. May her quiet act of defiance remind us that each of us can improve the world by our willingness to stand up, or in Rosa Parks' case, to sit down against injustice. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
How many American troops will stay in Iraq and for how long? President Bush said that depends.
We will stay as long as necessary to complete the mission. If our military leaders tell me we need more troops, I will send them.
And that hinges on how well the Iraqi troops and politicians do.
As the Iraqi forces gain experience and the political process advances, we will be able to decrease our troop levels in Iraq without losing our capability to defeat the terrorists.
Mr. Bush said he's impressed by Iraqi progress.
Iraqi units are growing more independent and more capable. They are defending their new democracy with courage and determination.
Mr. Bush's critics, including House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, were not impressed by his plan.
It's warmed over stew. There's nothing in the performance of the president's duties in relationship to this war that would say that his judgment is one that should be respected now.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Business is starting to pick up. That's good. But your accounting staff is stretched to the limits. Not so good. If you're thinking about hiring, it's time for AccountTemps. We have the most highly skilled accounting and financial professionals in the business. Hire an AccountTemps professional today on a temporary basis, and you can keep the work flowing. And once you see just how qualified our professionals really are, you may want to consider converting them to full-time employment at a later date. Call AccountTemps today at one of our 325 offices or visit us at AccountTemps.com.
The Osgood File, December 1st, 2005.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 608, 8 minutes after 6 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, high near 39 today. And was it windy yesterday? And did you see that footage of that window washer thing banging into the building in Denver? Man, it was windy yesterday, wasn't it? And, you know, I could take the snow. And to a certain degree, I like the wind, too. But when it gets too windy, then it just gets to be, it gets to about the parallels. It's about the McCarthy era and about 9/11. And it's by a guy by the name of Haynes Johnson. I think it's called Age of Anxiety. And as I'm sitting there trying to read the thing, the wind is howling outside. And I'm thinking to myself, what the hell is going on here? Oh, I just wasn't used to that, used to it being that windy. And do you think that the weather is changing? I mean, I don't want to get into the, I guess we could get into the whole subject of global warming, but I just wonder if you think that the weather is changing. Now, a lot of you have a lot of history here, in Colorado. And the last time I lived here for only about 6 years. I think it was 6 years. Or no, maybe we were here 3 years, and we're gone for 6 years. But to put things in clarification, I don't know what the weather patterns here have been. I do know this: when we lived in Chicago, the first time we lived there, which was back in the 80s, it used to snow around late October, early November. And that snow would stay on the ground all the way into the springtime. As a matter of fact, I remember one year it was snowing in April. The last time we lived there, which was before we came back here, which was like last year, it was cold, but it didn't snow as much. Or at least it didn't seem to snow as much. And it can get cold there. I mean, one year we lived there, it was like 86 below zero. But it just seems to me that the weather is changing. And I think a lot of you would probably say, well, it's global warming that's going on. And you know what it could be? An emission of greenhouse gases. And to me, that's something that doesn't get discussed enough in the media. And I just wonder if it's my sensitivity to it, if I'm imagining it, or if the weather patterns are really changing. Now, we had a record hurricane season this year. I mean, they started running out of names on the alphabet. So we had a record hurricane season, but and I guess that indicates global. I guess that indicates global warming. Anyway, I thought I would bring that up because I felt sorry. And those window washers yesterday, the only way they got saved is the police pulled them through one of those broken windows. But that thing was really banging around out there. You know, and it also, I mean, it begs a question. I heard some people on CNN saying this, and I don't know the answer to this, but they were saying, well, what were they doing up there in the first place? And my first thought was, well, maybe when they went up there to work on that building, maybe they went up there and they just didn't know. I mean, maybe there was no wind at that time of the morning when they went up there, and then the wind came, and lo and behold, they were stuck up there. Because that thing was really moving around. And they're lucky they got out of there with their lives. Man, that is one thing I don't think I could ever do, would be a window washer. And, you know, when I've lived in cities that have had high-rises, and you see those guys up there occasionally washing those things, I'm always, of course, you know, I'm paranoid about everything anyway, but I'm always paranoid that, like, the rope is going to break or I'm going to take a misstep and fall off. I mean, that's just too far up for me. And I'm generally not scared of heights. I mean, heights don't bother me.
I mean, I don't get a sick feeling like, for instance, when I went up to up on the top, or I'd go up on top of the Sears Tower. And the wind would be that the elevator and the building would kind of sway back and forth a little bit, and you could feel the building moving underneath you. I mean, it freaked out a lot of people who would go up there and see that. They would get scared, but it never bothered me. And heights don't bother me, but what does bother me is watching those window washers up there. That bothers me. I mean, because there are jobs out there that we take for granted. There are jobs out there that I could never do. And one of those jobs is being a window washer. I just couldn't handle it. Also, guys who paint the side of buildings, too. You ever see that, where they're sitting there on the scaffolding? Not scaffolding, but, the deals where they're hoisted up, and they'll sit up there, and they're like 25 stories up and painting the side of a building or working on the side of a building. I just never, ever, ever could do that. And for those of you who have cable, and maybe you get WGN out of Chicago, GN's towers are on top of the Sears Tower, I believe, if I'm not wrong about that. And there are guys who go up there and go on the roof and climb up on those antennas because they have to replace the lights up there. And, man, you talk about something that I wouldn't do. There's another example of something I would never get involved in because I just wouldn't have the guts to pull that off. I really wouldn't. All right, the big temptation today, and the big thing today, is to talk about Iraq because there is still reaction coming in for the president's speech. And we'll do that later on in the morning. But I don't know how many of you this morning saw this article in the Rocky Mountain News. I think most of us realize, and most of us know, and I'm not trying to criticize this guy or act like he's dumb, because I don't believe that, but most of us know that in the city of Denver, even though that initiative, 100, passed, about the pot decriminalization, the officials in Denver plainly said, and the Denver Police Department plainly said, that they have to enforce state law. That they have to enforce state law. So I don't know about you, but if you're gonna smoke a blunt, if you're gonna do a bowl full, I certainly as hell wouldn't be carrying that stuff around in public. Because I know that according to state law, I get busted, and that the police are going to bust me because they have to uphold state law. Well, there's an article here this morning that says voter-approved law legalizing marijuana is the crux of a Denver case. It's by Alan Gaithright, and let me read a little bit of it to you before we run out of time here in this first segment. Real estate consultant Eric Footer was so convinced that Denver voters had legalized adult marijuana possession in the November 1st election, that he allowed police to search his car when they pulled him over for an unrelated incident. And an officer promptly found Footer's pot-filled vitamin bottle. But that was the day after the city's voter-approved Initiative 100 became certified, ostensibly changing local law to allow adults 21 or older to possess 1 ounce or less of the weed. Footer, 39, described himself as confused and angered when he was cited 2 weeks ago for having the pot and a pipe. It's still illegal to possess marijuana in the city of Denver, said Footer, repeating the cop's admonishment to him. And he said it with real conviction, like I should have known that. Now, Denver police prosecutors and city leaders loudly maintained before and after the nearly 54% voter-approved I-100 at the ballot box that authorities are continuing to prosecute marijuana possessions, as I pointed out, under state law, just as they've done with 95% of the local pot bust. Now Footer, backed by marijuana advocacy groups, vows to become the first defendant to legally challenge Denver's refusal to adhere to the legalization measure. So that's going to be a really, really interesting court fight. And we'll have to see what happens about that. And it brings up that whole subject once again about the legalization of marijuana, the money that we spend and the time that we spend going after people who possess small amounts of the stuff for recreational use, where the resources, I think, could be put in a better situation. So this guy's going to go to court, and good for him. And I hope he wins. I really do. 6:17, 17 minutes after 6, AM 760, Boulders, Progressive Talk. She likes to spread a liver.
This is a special public announcement for anyone that's upside down in a lease or purchase of a 2004 or newer car, truck, or SUV. If you're unable to get the price you need or simply no buyers, you don't have to lose thousands or roll it over into a new note. Give AutoManagement.com a call at 303-756-6800. They can get you out. The company is AutoManagement.com. They've provided a payment guarantee service in Denver for 18 years. Please check them out at AutoManagement.com. Call for an appointment today, 303-756-6800. You won't have to take the hit if the market has fallen for your vehicle. They have the solutions, and at no cost to you if you mention you heard this ad on the radio, a $250 value. Now, isn't that a special deal? AutoManagement.com will get you out. Protect your credit and lose the stress. Call 303-756-6800 and tell them about your vehicle. Start saving your assets today. AutoManagement online at AutoManagement.com or call 303-756-6800.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-1195 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
Amber Homes has been building quality homes since 1998 with affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Englewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. Stop throwing your money away on rent. Picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. Right now, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes.
Good morning, 621, 21 minutes after 6. Mostly sunny, high of around 39. All right, we're talking about the marijuana situation and the weather. And I don't necessarily think that they go together. But, I thought I would try. And about this guy's going to test the law. And you know what? I hope he does. And I've always wanted to test the law on something. I don't know if the rest of you feel the same way that I do. But I really, really, really would like to test the law. Not on marijuana. Because I don't smoke marijuana. And I don't drink either. And I think that, if I haven't told you this before, and I think that I've tried that, John. I think that if I've told you this before, maybe I haven't told you this before, but I used to do a lot of it. But I did it like 30 years ago, 35 years ago when I was young. And it was bad for me. It just was bad for me. And it was counterproductive. And I have all of my life on and off fought depression. And I don't mind getting on the air and talking about this. I mean, a lot of talk show hosts act as if they're bulletproof. And, well, we know everything, you people. And, I'm not like that. I screw up from time to time. I admit that. And I have fought depression for years. And been under medication. But I've also done talking therapy. So I stay away from stuff like that. Because for me, it's just counterproductive. But I admire this guy for wanting to test it, and I think he's got a right to test this decision in Denver. Now, the thing I'd like to test, which I've never really talked about this on the air at all, I never have really brought this up, I'd like to test the travel ban to Cuba. If I could find a sympathetic lawyer, because lawyers are expensive. I mean, they really are. Even ones who do a lot of, I mean, who will, like, cut corners for you and will try to do things and not try to, suck up all your money. It's still expensive to go through court cases. It's expensive to do all of that stuff. And I'm not attacking lawyers by any means, way, or shape, or form. And I disagree with the idea, basically, of tort reform, which runs against this administration. And a lot of conservatives and neocons are against tort reform, and they're always picking on lawyers. So, in other words, if somebody is legitimately wronged, or there's a malpractice suit because a doctor, and there are a lot of great doctors out there. I mean, I'm going to see one today. Dr. Mayoko, who's absolutely she's fabulous. But there are a lot of doctors out there, just like there are a lot of talk show hosts, just like there are a lot of plumbers, there are a lot of electricians, there are a lot of doctors out there that they make mistakes. And they screw things up. So, where was I? Okay, I don't want to lose my train of thought here. So the end result is, that if I could find a lawyer who would work on this, I'd love to try to challenge the thing. Why? Because I think, contrary to this country's foreign policy, I think the best way to bring democracy someplace is to go there, is to have American citizens go there, and to spread democracy through contact. And, of course, the Cuban-American political machine, both in Florida and in New Jersey, has put pressure on all the administrations to block any of us going there. And things have become harsher under the Bush administration. Now, Mary and I had a weird thing happen. I used to be an avid shortwave listener back in the days when that was a technology. And I had listened to Radio Havana, Cuba for years. Not because I'm a communist, but I would listen to them. I'd listen to, the Netherlands, Radio Nederlands. I would listen to, a lot of stuff. But I liked the music that Radio Havana played. And some of the personalities on there, they were not stiff like the Cold War people on Radio Moscow, for instance. Or Radio Peking, as it was called back in those days, where the Chinese would do nothing but spout quotations from Chairman Mao between power failures. Or run lectures like Marxist-Leninism is a growing and living philosophy. So, they used to have what they called a DX program on Radio Havana, Cuba, which is, DX is like a ham term, an amateur radio amateur term for long distance. And I sent them a letter. And then when email was beginning to happen, and they used to have this email situation where you would send email to Canada, and then the Cubans would dial up to Canada and download the email. I got an answer from this guy named Arnaldo Coro, and he invited me to Havana. And this was like in 96. So Mary and I went. Weird thing is I'm on this big radio station that covered 38 states, Canada, and the Caribbean, and I'm on the air openly bragging I'm going. Now, Bill Clinton was the president at this time. And I went, We had to go through Canada and then fly Cubano Airlines to Havana. Went through Montreal. Nothing happened. I didn't hear one word from the United States government. And I was expecting to hear something. But I'd like to do it again. And I'd like to say to the American government, okay, you know what? Come after me, because I think it's a maximum $10,000 fine. And, you know, I think they would take payments, don't you think, of like $50 a month or something? And I'd like to find a lawyer who would say, well, wait a minute. We got to find some grounds that this has got to be unconstitutional. Now, the way they have it set up is it's not illegal to go there. It's illegal to spend money there. That's where they get you. But there's got to be some way around this situation. So I admire people who get up there and who test the law, even if you disagree with what they're testing the law about. Even if you disagree with it. At least they got the guts to stand up. And you know what? It was 50 years ago today that Rosa Parks refused to yield that seat on that bus. 50 years ago today. And we need more people in the world like Rosa Parks, not less. And we need more people like this guy in Denver. And we need more people to stand up and to challenge some of these laws, not to create havoc in society, but to put them to a test to make sure that they adhere to the Constitution and the American ideal and the way this country is supposed to function. All right, I'm off my soapbox. You want to comment on any of this stuff, 303-713-7600, 629, 29 after 6. And let's get some progressive traffic from Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. We are seeing a couple issues this morning. Have a stall working on the ramp from southbound I-25 onto Bellevue. Northbound I-25 also dealing with a stall. This one's pushed off to the shoulder right around 8th Avenue. Now, an early morning accident working. It's a Jeep and a semi. They're tangled up on Sheridan right at 6th Avenue, and we're in good shape along 225 and I-70. Around town, things are starting to pick up again on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. The Turnpike actually looking pretty good. East and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster. And checking the forecast, going to be chilly. Highs today near 40. It's 16 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM 760.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
Channel 93.3 and Fake Skateboards have teamed up to give you a chance to be judged by your peers. Log on to GrindwellPark.com or the What's Up page on Area93.com for more info about Channel 93.3's Skate Contest Series, where you'll be the judge. Area93.com members, sign up early and enter the competition for only $9.33. If you're not a member, sign up now and become one. Grindwell Indoor Park is an independent skate park built, owned, and run by skaters. Keep skateboarding independent and shop at core shops owned and run by skaters you know.
Business owners. If you want half-off paper clips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room. delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541.
Progressive Talk.
6:32, 20 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. High today, 39, under mostly sunny skies. J. Marvin here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Thanks for being with us this morning. Hey, let's talk to Nick Penniman. He's the program director for the Project for Unaccountable Congress at the Campaign for America's Future. And this is something I think that we ought to do. Those of us who are progressives, those of us who consider ourselves to be Democrats, those of us who want change, we should be doing this across the country. Nick, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Jay. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. All right, let's talk about this. Now, Bob Ney is a congressman in where, Ohio?
He's in Ohio, yeah. He represents eastern Ohio.
All right, and he's in a little bit of trouble with the whole Casino Jack Abramoff situation, right?
No, he's in a lot of trouble, actually. He was in a little bit of trouble about a week ago, and then a couple days ago, a guy named Michael Scanlon, who's a lobbyist in Washington, struck a huge plea agreement with the Department of Justice in their corruption investigation, and basically fingered Ney at the center of this whole lobbyist scandal. And he, in the plea agreement, he listed 3 pages of favors and gifts that were given to Ney in exchange for his help with these Indian casinos.
Now, what has Ney said about this? What's been his response?
Ney said that he was duped, basically, which is, wouldn't we all love to be so duped, you know? I mean, Ney was taken on golfing trips to Scotland. They played at St. Andrews, one of the most luxurious courses in the world. You know, again, he got 3 pages of favors done for him. And he also got about $32,000 out of Abramoff and a lot of campaign cash from others involved. So, you know, he claims that he had no real knowledge of what was going on.
All right, now, this is the best part. This is the most juicy part. Talk about what you guys are doing to Bob Ney.
Well, you know, I mean, all we're doing is trying to get the facts out there. So we figured, you know, what's the best way to tell this story about Ney? And the best way to tell the story in our minds is to go back to the old saying that you're known by the company you keep. So we're taking out a series of ads in newspapers around Ney's district that introduce his constituents to his friends. And they include Tom DeLay, who you guys know about, Jack Abramoff, this very corrupt Uber lobbyist, Scanlon, the guy who just struck the plea agreement, also a high-powered lobbyist who's now under indictment investigation, and a guy named Adam Kyden, who, along with Jack Abramoff, basically convinced Bob Ney to help them buy a casino in Florida by using his powers of congressman. The casino deal, floating casino deal down in Florida is really extraordinary because Ney basically helped them deflate the price of the casino when they wanted to buy it. And then once it was deflated enough, he went back to the floor of the house and praised Kyden and Abramoff, these two guys who wanted to buy it. Well, as it ends up, Abramoff and Kyden are now under investigation for defrauding investors in the deal, and the guy they bought it from 2 months after the deal went down was shot in a gangland murder, and 4 guys have now been arrested in relation to that. 4 mobsters have been arrested in relation to that murder. So, I mean, this is just, I mean, Ney, he made a conscious decision to play along with some really bad actors. It's gotten him in tremendous trouble, and we're just trying to get the facts out there.
Is there any threat of legal action being taken against Ney? I mean, is he in the federal prosecutor's gun sights?
Oh, absolutely. I assume that he'll be indicted at some point. I mean, that they at least have to indict him and then take him. You know, he'll be a part of a trial where they'll determine his innocence or guilt. But I'd say this too, Jay, that, you know, as you were saying, we progressives need to really focus on this one. And it's not just progressives. This is not just a progressive issue. I mean, I think that anyone who really cares about democracy in this country right now needs to be paying attention to this. This is the worst corruption scandal to have hit Washington since the Abscam scandal back in 1974. I mean, this is huge. And, you know, the guys who are at the center of this scandal, Tom DeLay, Bob Ney, Jack Abramoff, Ralph Reed, Grover Norquist, all these guys, they all came in with Newt Gingrich's Republican Revolution back
right.
in 94, claiming that they were going to clean up government, and instead they created a racket. And what it points out, in addition to the kind of collapse of democracy that's occurred under Republican rule, right-wing rule, is also the moral bankruptcy of the Gingrich movement.
Yeah, well, this is kind of this whole culture of corruption that we keep hearing. Although in the Abramoff and the Casino Jack situation, they do say that some Democrats are going to be swept up in this as well.
Yeah, there was Harry Reid ended up getting some money from Abramoff, and some others did. I don't think they'll be swept up in it like the others will. I think that they, you know, they probably got some small contributions, and were certainly on Abramoff's giving list, but they didn't go the extra mile like Ney and DeLay and others did.
Well, they didn't get deals. In other words, they didn't go on expensive golfing outings and the other stuff. I think that Byron Dorgan, for instance, got like what $5,000. Obviously, you're not going to throw your senatorial career away for $5,000.
Yeah, Dorgan got $5,000, and he, you know, from Abramoff, and then much later he helped secure federal funding for a school on an Indian reservation. Ney and DeLay and the other guys who were swept up in this scandal were trying to basically, a couple things. One, they were trying to block a casino, a competing casino from being built down in Texas so that one Indian tribe could have a monopoly. And then another case, they were trying to help an Indian tribe open a casino. And yes, as you said, they were also getting flown all around the country. They were, you know, doing skyboxes at sports stadiums and receiving all kinds of stuff in exchange. So I don't think that Dorgan is going to get too much scrutiny for helping start a school.
All right. Have these ads started to run already?
Yeah, they're today. They started today.
Oh, they start today. Okay, yep. So it's too early to gauge what any reaction would be.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, we'll see. You know, the key with a lot of this stuff is to explain to people why this isn't just business as usual in Washington. The American public is very cynical about politics, very cynical about Washington, and they do feel as if both sides play the same game, that, you know, everyone's corrupt and the whole system's kind of messed up. But this is not. I mean, this is more than that. This really is extraordinary, and it represents the hubris and again, moral bankruptcy of the right-wing movement. So, you know, the goal is to explain this in a new light to people, and that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, I saw a recent poll that indicated, I think it was a CNN Gallup poll, that indicated that people have low regard for the Congress, that they have low regard for the Republicans, but they also have low regard for the Democrats. So you're right, people see it as being business as usual, and that's what these people do. And you're right, the challenge is to distinguish between that whole entire feeling and to show people that this, you know, is corruption and greed. At its absolute worst, and look at the Randy Duke Cunningham situation. I mean, my God.
I know.
I mean, how much money do you need to get by in life?
Exactly. I mean, these guys already, the Dukester, as they call him, he was probably already making $150,000. He's got a Cadillac health care policy, a Cadillac pension plan, and yet he just had to go for more. I mean, it's just pitiful. And you know the old saying, "Absolute power corrupts absolutely," but this is, again, more than that. I mean, there's a culture with the folks who ran into power 10 years ago, and it, for them it is all about power. It's just not about principle. And so what you see happening is that, you know, that they just don't, there is no kind of moral code that's governing their conduct in Washington. They're just grabbing for as much as they can get while they're there.
They're operating a vacuum cleaner on K Street.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's this big project called the K Street Project, which you guys have probably heard of.
Oh, yeah.
Created by Tom DeLay and our friend Rick Santorum in Pennsylvania and some others. And they basically, it's a kind of a mafia-like way of intimidating lobbying firms from hiring Democrats. They literally go and they sit down with the heads of lobbying firms and they say, if you hire Democrats in your top positions, we're not going to work with you. So they... it's an attempt to transform K Street into a totally Republican machine.
Let me ask you one last question here because we're running out of time. Do you think all of this is going to boomerang back on the Republicans in 06?
I think so. I think so. But I think that the Democratic leadership has got to be sincere about their desire to create a functional democracy and restore integrity to Washington. If it looks like they're posturing, if it looks like they're just using this for politics, they're in big trouble because the public will see right through it. They'll see that it's fake, that it's just talking points. So they've got to take this seriously. And in some cases, that does mean, you know, kind of cleaning up their own acts, too, which is exactly what Gingrich claimed he was going to do back in 94. You know, he was actually a part of that house banking scandal, if you
right.
remember that. He was a part of that too. He had overdrafts in his bank account, and he said, "I'm guilty of this too." But you know what? We're all going to change. So the Democrats have to go into a strong, genuine reform posture. And if they don't, the people are just going to feel like they're phonies.
All right. If people want to find out more about your organization, where do they go?
They can go to www.ourfuture.org. OURfuture.org.
And this is a national organization.
It's a national organization. Yep, we do work all over the country on all kinds of issues.
So, do you plan to take out more newspaper ads in more districts?
Oh, absolutely. We've done TV ads against DeLay. We've gone against Ney. We went against a guy named Jim McCreary down in Louisiana for being in the pocket of the big banks and trying to. He was the lead point man in privatizing Social Security on the House side. We've gone after Democrats too. We went after a guy named Tanner in Tennessee who received a bunch of money from Walmart and was doing favors for Walmart in Washington. So, you know, we're trying to go after people of all stripes.
All right. Hey, thank you for getting up this early in the morning and being on the program.
Okay, Jay. No problem.
Really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay,
all right. You got it. There's Nick Penningman. He's the program director for the Project for an Accountable Congress at the Campaign for America's Future. If you want to go check out more on this, go to www.ourfuture.org. And I believe that on their website they've got examples. They emailed me some, but they've got examples of these ads that they've taken out against Bob Ney. They're great. Check them out.
Restaurants to choose from. Park Meadows is the place to be this holiday season. Be sure to visit Santa's Holiday Lodge to experience a true Colorado holiday.
These are here. You know, it'll be Christmas before you know it, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. And you'll have relatives over. I know I'm going to my mom's house. Mary and I are going to my mom's house for Christmas, and I'll be gone that week, as a matter of fact. And if you're going to have company over, you don't want your house to look... I mean, you want your house to look good, right? And one of the things you got to concentrate on is your carpet. Now, when was the last time you had your carpet cleaned? Superior Carpet Care is a great company with a great deal that, you know, I don't know how you could pass this up. Superior Carpet Care will clean three rooms and a hallway in your home for only $125. You heard me right. Denver's premier carpet cleaning company is offering to clean three rooms and a hallway for only $125. And you get the same great service, the same quality from the company that, you know what, Mary and I recommend wholeheartedly because they did such a great job in our house. And Coco and Jackson have a tendency to track things in. So we had kind of like a little path, you know, and they came and they removed it and it was great. They're a family-owned business. They care about what they do. Quality is their number one driving goal. And, you know what, once you use them, you'll have them back time and time again. And for $125 for three rooms and a hallway, you just can't beat the price to go along with their superior work. So if you need your carpets or air ducts cleaned, take my recommendation, take Mary's recommendation. Call Superior Carpet Care at 303-933-3000. 303-9 froze up there temporarily. High today near 39, and it's a little cloudy out here in Boulder as the sun begins to come up. 303-713-7600 if you want to comment on the Bob Ney topic, if you want to comment about what it just appears to be like unbridled greed and corruption in Washington, D.C., and the fact that, you know, we got to get a hold of this government and that winning in 06 is so important. But to me, the Democrats seem to drop the ball in a lot of areas. Now, the Democrats will have a plan, and will have issues to bring up, and that'll be coming up next year sometime. When, I don't exactly know. But I know that Congressman Rahm Emanuel of Chicago is working on it. So is Howard Dean. So are a lot of other people. And that they're going to have a position paper similar to what Newt Gingrich and the Republicans had back in 1994. So they're going to have something there with some concrete plans on things like education, health care, which I heard Ed Schultz yesterday talking about how the Democrats don't have a plan for health care. And he's right. Right now, there is not a uniform Democratic plan for health care, but they're working on it. And that should be coming out next year. But, you know, the Democrats and progressives and liberals, I mean, we got to do more than just gripe about the war in Iraq. And I'm not saying that the war in Iraq is not important. And it's certainly dominating all of the news this morning, as it did yesterday. And the funny thing is, and I never took this into account about Bush's speech yesterday, the time of the morning that he had it on, a lot of people were at work or were out doing whatever they had to do, and a lot of people didn't get it, didn't see it, and they didn't see it until last night. So reaction to this whole thing is still pouring in. But the Democrats have got to do something more than just criticize George W. Bush about Iraq. And the thing that frustrates me, and I'm going to bring it up next hour, the thing that frustrates me is the fact that we can't all get on the same page vis-a-vis something to do. I mean, we can't get on the same page about trying to get out of Iraq. That everybody has a different approach, basically, and that we can't get one plan. I mean, Nancy Pelosi backed up the MIRTHA plan yesterday, which I thought was great. But we all ought to get on the same page. And the MIRTHA plan sounds like a good plan to me. To get ourselves out of this mess. And if we all got on the same page, we would be able to work with more strength. Rather than everybody straying around. And you know, Joseph Biden is one. And let me tell you, how about Ken Salazar? Here's what Ken Salazar is quoted today in the Rocky Mountain News. Here's what he's quoted as saying about Bush's speech yesterday. Now, see if this doesn't... you can call me at 303-713-7600 in the little time we got left here before 7 o'clock. I mean, you can call me and tell me what your reaction to this is. The president's speech... This is Ken Salazar. The president's speech in Annapolis today was a step in the right direction, and it begins to address the Senate's call for a successful exit strategy with measurable benchmarks. I look forward to hearing more, including information about the specific benchmarks we expect to achieve and when we expect to achieve them. Now, if you heard the president's speech last night, or if you heard the parts that we carried here on AM 760, or if you read about it this morning in the newspaper when you're having your cup of coffee, did you hear any of that yesterday? Did you hear anything about what Salazar was talking about? Why was this a step in the right direction? You know, what I came away with on the deal was... is that it was the same stuff that he's always said, and that it was just slogans stitched together, and a distortion of the facts on the ground there. And it's, you know, the same old charge that has been made towards him that's beginning to become a reality. That he just can't face what's happening there. And I believe Bob Herbert's got a column this morning in the New York Times that talks about this. That he can't face the reality of what's going on the ground. So 06 to us is critical. And we should jump on the corruption and we should jump on the problems and the scandal that's going on in Washington, D.C. There's no question about it. That the Republicans and this White House have not lived up to what they claimed that they were going to live up to. That they were going to cure this quote-unquote culture of corruption. That they were going to restore honesty and dignity to the White House. And that they were going to stop this corruption going on in the legislative branch, the Republicans. And what it appears is it's anything but with these people. I mean, they're engaged in anything but. And as I said to Nick Pettiman, how much money is enough? Look at Randy Duke Cunningham. And there are actually people who felt sorry for him because he stood up there and cried. You know, I don't feel sorry for him. Look at all that money. My God, how can you have all of that stuff? How do you live with yourself when you're ripping people off like that? What, he had like a $7,000 antique commode in his house? I mean, do you feel sorry for that guy? And DeLay and the rest of these people taking these expensive golfing trips to Scotland? I just don't feel sorry for him. I think it's disgusting. Henry in Denver. Henry, you're on. Oh, Henry went away. All right. But yeah, I do. I just feel disgusted by it. And we have to we got to prove to the voters of this country, too, that we're better than that, that we're better than what goes on here. And that we can provide better leadership. And that we're not going to sit here and we're not going to just be business as usual. Because that CNN Gallup poll indicates that while people overall have a low, in this country, the poll shows that they have no, that they feel that Congress, they don't have a high opinion of Congress, as that poll shows. The poll also shows that, you know something? They don't have a high opinion of the Republicans, but they even have a lower opinion, in some cases, of the Democrats. And we've got to reverse that. And we've got to stop the idea that, well, 06 is, this coming year, but we've got plenty of time to get our acts together. We need to get our acts together now. And even some of you who consider yourselves to be progressive or consider yourselves to be on the left and you listen to AM 760, but you're not too sure about the Democrats, and maybe you're listening to us because you feel you're a Republican and you feel like the party has gone south on you, that it's controlled by the religious right, that it's controlled by these ultra-right wing nuts and you don't have anywhere else to go. And so you're kind of listening to us and you're kind of thinking, maybe there might be some other place for us. You know what? What we've got to do is we've got to show you and we have to prove to you that there is a place for you here and that we can come up with a better alternative to what we have had in Washington, D.C. Otherwise, we're headed down the same path that we went through last year with the election, for the most part. And right now, the Republicans dominate all three branches. And I ask you candidly, I mean, do you think this country is better off? Do you think we're better off under this leadership? Now, never mind Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky and the blue dress and all of that. Do you think we're better off now than we were? I don't think anybody can honestly answer yes, unless you're in the top 1-2% bracket, and then I guess you can, because the tax breaks have been very beneficial. All right, we're going to go into the 7 o'clock hour. We'll go national with Jerry Springer. We're going to do that for the next 2 days, and we'll be back to our normal schedule on Monday here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. So you got to call me at 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-3.
Food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will.
Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
The world has been good to Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a new no-cost or obligation report to people who won't ever be our clients. Maybe you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make. Although at Fisher Investments, we do business only with high net worth folks and institutions, we're happy to share these key insights with investors. Our experience managing $25 billion for millionaires and pensions has given us valuable insight. Insight that can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make. The worst and most costly ones. So request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today. No charge and no sales pitch. The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility. For your free report, call 1-800-771-3464. That's 1-800-771-3464. 1-800-771-3464.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home, you get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-441-9116. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen, and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-441-9116. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-441-9116. That's 1-800-441-9116. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-441-9116.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they'll understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
Mayor's office and a couple of other buildings, but that the American troops remain in control of the town.
In that same general area, 2,000 American and 500 Iraqi troops have just launched a new offensive. Two more Americans have died in action, one soldier, one Marine. An AIDS walk in New Delhi, India. It's one of the events worldwide marking World AIDS Day. In Lake Forest, California, the Reverend Rick Warren's holding a conference of religious leaders from 48 states and 17 foreign countries.
We're trying to rally churches to get involved in local AIDS ministry, local AIDS prevention, and local AIDS education.
AIDS has taken an estimated 25 million lives since the first case was reported in 1981. And get behind the wheel of a new hybrid car and you'll probably notice a difference. There's a difference, too, in the way emergency personnel have to deal with traffic wrecks involving hybrids. Well, live to CBS's Dan Revive.
Paramedics and firefighters are learning to keep away from the parts of hybrid cars that could severely injure someone with a 650-volt shock. Not from the battery, but cables through the chassis and the electric motor. Though Brantley Whitaker with the Lebanon First Aid Squad in New Jersey is relieved to have learned...
The high-voltage cables that run through the car are cased in bright orange. It is easy to see.
Toyota's giving rescue workers a guidebook, including where it's safe to cut through hybrids to get people out. Delays could be deadly. Reporting live, Dan Revive, CBS News.
The California Supreme Court has refused to stop the scheduled execution of Crips street gang founder Tukey Williams in 12 days, but Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says he will consider a clemency petition that would spare Williams' life. Rapper Snoop Dogg says Williams has turned his life around and deserves to live.
I mainly support him for one is because
He does things that enlighten myself.
Williams was convicted of four murders. On death row, he began writing children's books about the evils of street gangs. North Carolina death row inmate Kenneth Boyd is scheduled for execution less than 24 hours from now. He would be the 1,000th person executed in this country since the Supreme Court reinstated the death penalty. Sentencing phase. Jury deliberations begin today in Sarasota, Florida, at the trial of Joseph Smith. He could be put to death for kidnapping, rape, and murder in the case of 11-year-old Carly Brucia. Ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up about 6 points. This is CBS News.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For over 25 years, we've been brightening people's holidays with the most magical gift. Name a star after someone. For only $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will send an incredible personalized gift package and record the new star name in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. This is an eternal gift that's never forgotten. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Want to feel all warm inside? You got it. Just bundle up for the holidays with the hottest technology from CompUSA. Right now, get a $99 Epson photo printer free after rebates when you buy any digital camera for $199 and up. Like the Canon PowerShot with a 1.8-inch LCD screen for just $199. Or buy a Norwood Micro 17-inch LCD monitor for $179.99.
It's 303-770-1000. That's the Jewelry Exchange in Greenwood Village, 770-1000, or go online at jewelryexchange.com.
Seeking now to use his powers only for good. Jerry.
Springer on the radio.
Springer on the radio.
Six minutes after the hour, Springer on the radio. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. And I'll be here for the next couple of days. And then Jerry will be back on Monday. He's on vacation and hope he's having a great time. I know we got to talk about Iraq again this morning. Somebody pointed this out to me yesterday, and I didn't realize it. But a lot of you and a lot of people in this country didn't see George W. Bush's speech at Annapolis, Maryland. One of the reasons they didn't see it is because it was in the morning time, and a lot of people were at work. And a lot of people had stuff to do, and they just didn't see it. And then what they saw were excerpts last night on network television, or they saw the speech repeated. Maybe you went to C-SPAN or some other place and saw this, you know, the speech repeated. But a lot of people missed it. So we'll take some calls on that today. And just as the president is telling us that everything is okay, there's a story this morning from Reuters. Masked militants attacked a U.S. base and a local government building with mortars and rockets in the western Iraqi city of Ramadi on Thursday before holding ground on the central streets. Scores of heavily armed men set up roadblocks at major entrances and exit points of the city, a heartland of the insurgency in Iraq, and patrolled the main thoroughfares. In some areas, they dispersed after a few hours, but guerrillas remained in other parts. Leaflets were distributed and posted on walls saying Al-Qaeda in Iraq. The group was led by Jordanian militant Abu Musab al-Zaqawi, and it said they were taking over the city. And here's what the leaflet said. The leaflet said the followers will burn the Americans. Its followers will burn the Americans and will drive them back to their homes by force. Iraq will be a graveyard for the Americans and its allies. One of the leaflets said, after the initial attack, the situation calmed down, with groups of masked men holding ground but not firing their weapons. In other parts of the city, rebels dispersed, and some residents said U.S. forces were starting to patrol again. The U.S. military did not immediately respond to a request for information about this situation. Yeah, I wonder why. I wonder why. And you got to ask yourself, with all of the misstatements and misfacts that have come out of this administration, would you buy a used car from these people? Hell, would you buy a new car from these people? All right, so we'll get back to that. I wanted to point that out. The other thing I wanted to point out is, and I'm not really sure whether I should point this out or not, but because I don't know how many of you, after having Jameson Fosier on, went to Media Matters for America and maybe signed up for their email things. But I got to read a little bit of these. And if you saw Keith Olbermann last night on MSNBC, which Countdown is one of my favorite shows, and Olbermann always has the worst person of the day. That's towards the end of the program. It's kind of like sandwiches in between his Keeping Tabs segment. Who do you think was the worst person of the day yesterday? The worst person, the worser person, and the worst person of the day. All three awards went to Bill O'Reilly, and it was hysterical. And here's some stuff about Fox, and maybe you heard this last night on Oberman, but if you didn't, I'm going to tell you about it. Fox betrays Christmas crusade, sells holiday ornaments for your holiday tree, although Fox News hosts Bill O'Reilly and John Gibson have lambasted what they see as a secular war on Christmas. Fox News' online store advertises holiday ornaments rather than Christmas ornaments, as apparently first noted on the weblog The Daily Kos. The items are grouped under the category Holiday Ideas. O'Reilly, host of Fox News and The O'Reilly Factor, which is one of the most boring, to me, one of the most boring radio shows, has recently waged a campaign against corporations that greet customers with Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas. For this part, Gibson, the host of Fox News, and the big story with John Gibson, has published a book titled The War on Christmas, How the Liberal Plot to Ban the Sacred Christian Holiday is Worse Than You Thought. Despite O'Reilly's specific criticism of those who use the term holiday tree instead of Christmas tree, an O'Reilly Factor ornament for sale at the Fox News store features this tagline: put your holiday tree in the no-spin zone with this silver and glass O'Reilly Factor ornament. I mean, come on. What are you going to say about Bill O'Reilly? Other than the guy's just a tragic figure. And he's kind of a Joe McCarthy-ite type guy, too, if you know anything about Joe McCarthy. I mean, he's got this list on his website of people who are smearing him. Newspapers and columnists who are smearing him. So he's got like his official Bill O'Reilly blacklist, which is something that Eugene McCarthy used to engage in. And by the way, there's a great book out about anxiety. And I believe it's by Haynes Johnson, but I'm not sure if that's the guy's name. And I'm reading the book. So, you know, there's no excuse for me not knowing the guy's name. But it starts out with the McCarthy era and leads all the way to 9/11. And then gets into the war on terror and about the idea of using fear to manipulate the populace. And I believe the name of the book is Age of Anxiety. Yeah, it's Age of Anxiety by Haynes Johnson. All right, here's some more from Media Matters. Today's All Spin Zone. NBC gave O'Reilly a forum to compare advocates of withdrawal from Iraq as to Hitler appeasers. Fox News host Bill O'Reilly appeared on the November 30th broadcast of NBC's Today, his second appearance on the program in roughly a month, deriding as pinheads those who have called for U.S. troop withdrawals from Iraq and comparing them to Nazi appeasers. While O'Reilly was slandering millions of Americans, Today obligingly included an on-screen graphic reading "No Spin Zone." The self-aggrandizing nickname O'Reilly has given to his Fox News program, the O'Reilly Factor, rather than challenging O'Reilly's comparison of those who favor the withdrawal from Iraq, such as Representative John Murtha, a decorated Vietnam veteran and a former Marine, to Hitler appeasers, or asking O'Reilly to respond to arguments in favor of withdrawal, Today host Katie Couric lobbed O'Reilly a softball, asking, "What is your biggest fear about the premature withdrawal?" Now, as far as I know, O'Reilly has never served in the armed forces. But he tries to equate John Murtha as being the same as a Hitler appeaser. And what branch of the service has O'Reilly served in? None that I know of. All right, one last one here. This is Rush Limbaugh. Limbaugh on the kidnapping of peace activists in Iraq. "I'm telling you folks, there's a part of me that likes this." On his November 29th nationally syndicated radio host, Rush Limbaugh read an Associated Press report about the apparent kidnapping of four Christian peacemaker teams, activists, by an Iraqi insurgent group. Limbaugh announced that part of me likes this, he explained. "Well, here's why I like it. I like it any time a bunch of leftist feel-good hand-wringers are showing reality. After suggesting that the story could all be BS, it could be a stunt," Limbaugh said, "we'll have to take it at face value at first." Addressing the kidnapped CPT activists, Limbaugh said, "You've met the bad guys, and you tried your technique on them, and now you're blindfolded in a room with guns pointed at you and knives at your throat. I don't like it." He then added, "But any time a bunch of people that walk around with the head, with their head in the sand, practicing a bunch of irresponsible, idiotic theory, confront reality, I'm kind of happy about it. Because I'm eager for people to see reality, change their minds if necessary, and have things sized up. Here's another example. What branch of the military service did Limbaugh serve in? And what kind of combat has Limbaugh seen? Didn't he have a cyst like on his rear end or something so he couldn't go? Now, you know what? I didn't serve in the service, but the difference is I'm not trying to come across as some expert or some hawk. I was like a lot of people during the Vietnam War. I got out. I got out because, believe it or not, when I went to the induction center, I couldn't pass the test. Because, you know, they gave you this thing where you had to, like, match up tailpipes and screwdrivers and all this kind of stuff to screws. And what I basically did was I mismatched them. And then they gave us some test that you had to take with a computer, you know, punch card type of thing where you had a leaded pencil and you filled in the little boxes. And so rather than working on the test, I just zigzagged the box down. And when they called everybody out, it was me and like five other guys sitting in the room. And they called me aside and they said, you're 4F. And they said, you're not suitable for the service. So I didn't go. But I'm not trying to say that I'm a hawk, that, you know, I think it's great that we're in Iraq, that we ought to stay the course, all of this kind of rhetoric. And it appears to me that it's always these kinds of people who send younger people out to die, that they don't do it themselves or they haven't done it themselves. And it's one of life's great ironies. I mean, people like that are always the most outspoken about getting involved in these situations are the people who have the least experience with it. I mean, they just don't go. And we've been over that ground before here. I mean, Cheney, 5 deferments. And he's just the tip of the iceberg. George W. Bush, who knows where he was during Vietnam? I mean, we never got a concrete answer on that deal. Was he in Alabama drinking beer? We certainly know he never went to Vietnam. And so when he stands up there and he says, Commander-in-Chief, you know, you want to shake your head. I mean, Bill Clinton did the same thing and referred to himself as Commander-in-Chief, and the President of the United States is the Commander-in-Chief. But Bill Clinton didn't come across with the same verbose, saber-rattling, fear-mongering, warlike attitude that George W. Bush and his neocon cronies seem to have. All right, coming up, there's a new CNN Gallup poll out, and then we'll take some phone calls, too, at 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. Jay Marvin in for the vacationing Jerry Springer, and this is Springer on the radio.
Prisons like Abu Ghraib, America will fund the construction of a modern maximum security prison. When that prison is completed, detainees at Abu Ghraib will be relocated. Then, with the approval of the Iraqi government, we will demolish the Abu Ghraib prison as a fitting symbol of Iraq's new beginning. Abu Ghraib, Abu Ghraib, Abu Ghraib, Abu Ghraib, Abu Ghraib.
Operator.
Yeah, I need the number for Springer on the radio.
877-34-JERRY, which is 877-345-3779.
Cool, thanks.
Boring drills. You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-1195 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Amber Homes has been building quality homes since 1998. With affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Englewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. Stop throwing your money away on rent. Picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. Right now, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes.
Announcement for anyone that's upside down in a lease or purchase of a 2004 or newer car, truck, or SUV. If you're unable to get the price you need or simply no buyers, you don't have to lose thousands or roll it over into a new note. Give AutoManagement.com a call at 303-756-6800. They can get you out. The company is AutoManagement.com. They've provided a payment guarantee service in Denver for 18 years. Please check them out at AutoManagement.com. Call for an appointment today. 303-756-6800. You won't have to take the hit if the market has fallen for your vehicle. They have the solutions, and at no cost to you if you mention you heard this ad on the radio. A $250 value. Now, isn't that a special deal? AutoManagement.com will get you out. Protect your credit and lose the stress. Call 303-756-6800 and tell them about your vehicle. Start saving your assets today. AutoManagement online at AutoManagement.com or call 303-756-6800.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and Stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and Stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month, applies to digital silver with Stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
I'm Frank. You missed me. I was that pedestrian back there. You know, if you don't drive more carefully, next time, you might not miss me.
A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. For more information, visit AAOS.org.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The hour, Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio, and it's good to have you along. And we'll go to your calls at 1-877-34-JERRY, but let me give you this little bit of information first. There's a new poll out, and it says most doubt plan for Iraqi victory. This was taken before Bush's speech yesterday. As President Bush launched a new effort Wednesday to gain public support for the Iraqi war, a new poll found most Americans do not believe he has a plan to achieve victory. But the CNN USA Today Gallup poll released Wednesday night also found nearly 6 in 10 Americans said U.S. troops should not be withdrawn from Iraq until certain goals are achieved, which is exactly, you know, basically what the Democrats are talking about, even though the right-wing media keeps screaming, well, all they want to do is cut and run. All they want to do, you people, is cut and run. Just 35% wanted to set a specific timetable for their exit, as some critics of the war have suggested. So that's just 35% want a timetable situation. White House officials unveiled a 35-page plan yesterday to achieve success in Iraq, and Bush used a speech, of course, at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, to tout what he said was progress in getting Iraq security forces in place to protect their own country. You know, one of the things that Bush didn't tell you yesterday is that parts of the Iraqi police and parts of the Iraqi army are made up of militias, like Muqtal al-Sadr's militia army. What is it, the Mehdi army? Makes up part of the combat troops. Bush didn't put that in there. I wonder why. The poll conducted Wednesday does not directly reflect how Americans are reacting to Bush's speech, because only 10% of the 606 adult Americans polled had seen it live, and two-thirds had not even heard or read the news coverage about it. But it does include the scope of the battle ahead as the Bush administration seeks to regain support for the war among an increasingly skeptical public. Among poll respondents, 55% said they did not believe Bush had a plan to achieve victory for the United States, and 41% thought he did. Asked about Bush's handling of the Iraq War, 50% said it was poor, while 44% thought it was doing good. All right, and the poll, by the way, was split over whether they think the Democratic government, that a Democratic government can be established in Iraq that won't be overthrown, with 47% saying that it was likely that it would happen, 49% saying that it wouldn't. All right, let's go to the phones here. Enough of my stumbling around. And let's go to Nat in Coral Springs. Nat, hi, you're on.
Hey, good morning, Jay. I wanted to talk a little bit about that issue of the department stores saying not Merry Christmas or something like that.
Sure, go ahead.
I'm Jewish, and I think that department stores ought to say Merry Christmas, and I'll tell you why. I don't hold with Christian beliefs. I'm Jewish. We have differences of opinion on theology. But I see this as further evidence that the left wing in this country tries to devalue any other source of power and influence except the state. The Marxists do it with the family. The ACLU now in New York is telling the Catholic schools who they can and cannot fire, because a woman is pregnant and they want to fire her because of the pregnancy. And I see this as another step to try to make the state all-powerful and every other possible source of power or influence neutered.
Well, I just got to disagree with you. You know what? Let's take this whole idea of the state taking all the power. Let's take all of this out of here. Now, personally, I don't care one way or the other what they call it. I don't care if they call it Christmas or Happy Holidays. It doesn't bother me. Why? Because I think Christmas is no longer a secular holiday like it used to be. Christmas is a time for capitalism to run wild and sell people products. And Christmas is generic. I mean, you know, Jews, Christians, Buddhists, I mean, you name it. A lot of them have Christmas trees, and Christmas was supposed to be about Christ, but I think that that's gone. So, you know, if you say Happy Holidays or you say Merry Christmas, to me, who cares? But you know something? You could make the case. You could definitely make the case that out of courtesy, that out of caring, that out of unity for the country, that Happy Holidays is a broad brush term that covers everybody. And this idea that only I count, and this idea that only we count and our group counts, always leads to trouble. So that's number one. And number two, about the woman in the ACLU and the Catholic schools, I don't think she should be fired because she's pregnant. I agree with the ACLU. I think that's discrimination. I don't think that should happen at all. And I don't think it should happen, particularly if a private school relies on any kind of public help of any kind, using services or anything paid for by the taxpayers. All right. I would have given you more time there, but you disappeared on me. Let's go to Scott in London, Ohio. Scott, hi, you're on.
How are you doing, Substitute Jay?
Hey, thank you, Scott.
Listen, I'm driving home, so forgive me if I happen to run over a pedestrian liberal. I want to apologize in advance. Listen, I tell you what, I'm a working man, okay, a regular guy. And you know what, you radio guys, and most of the people in the media are so far off base. Even the Republican conservatives and certainly the liberals out there, you guys are so far off of what the average person thinks about the war, about a Christmas tree. It's ridiculous.
All right, let me ask you a question. What are the current Gallup poll? Pick any poll. Wall Street Journal, Gallup. What do those say about the people who are polled? What do they say about the Iraqi war and about Bush's leadership?
Listen, Substitute Springer.
Nah, substitute nothing, man. Substitute this right up yours, okay? Tell me exactly what those polls say. If you know, you want to accuse us as being off base. If anything, you're the one who's off base, not us, because the polls are running against you. So don't hit any liberals. Don't hit any conservatives. Don't hit your head against the dashboard. Best thing to do is get informed, start reading the papers, start getting hip, start figuring out where people are coming from, and you know what? Get yourself into the mainstream. We're not the ones who are out of the mainstream, my friend. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Hope you have a wonderful day. And by the way, P.S., happy holidays to you. All right, 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. And that's what the polls say. You know, the polls say that we're now off base. And by the way, pal, one last thing, too. Let me give you one last thing. You want to accuse me of not being a working person? I started my day at 3 a.m. this morning. I work my can off, and I pay taxes just like you do. And I'm not getting a tax break under the Bush system of the top 1 to 2%. And I don't think you are either. So go ahead and vote against your self-interest. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio.
Jerry
Springer on the radio.
Do you know that you can finally do something about it? At home, you get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-441-9116. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-441-9116. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-441-9116. That's 1-800-441-9116. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-441-9116.
The world has been good to Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a new no-cost or obligation report to people who won't ever be our clients. Maybe you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make. Although at Fisher Investments we do business only with high net worth folks and institutions, we're happy to share these key insights with investors. Our experience managing $25 billion for millionaires and pensions has given us valuable insight. Insight that can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make. The worst and most costly ones. So request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today. No charge and no sales pitch. The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility. For your free report, call 1-800-771-3464. That's 1-800-771-3464. 1-800-771-3464.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
Amber Homes has been building quality homes since 1998 with affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Englewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. Stop throwing your money away on rent. Picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. Right now, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Home.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
The University of Colorado basketball team looks for its third consecutive victory Saturday night as the Buffaloes return to the Coors Event Center hosting Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. We hit the air at 6:30 with Buffalo Stampede, followed by the tip-off at 7 here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. The proud home of University of Colorado basketball, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
before we continue with Springer on the Radio, here is a special message for Jerry Springer from his staff.
How many times must we hear this damn song before Jerry Springer gets shot? How many times do we have to pretend we're fans of this song when we're not? How many times must he relive his youth? A time that to us don't mean squat. The answer, my friend, don't play this song again. We'll kill you if you play this song again.
Really, Jerry, we will. Don't test us.
Jerry Springer on the Radio.
25 minutes before the hour, there is a little tribute to Jerry, who is on vacation from his staff. Jay Martin sitting in for Jerry. This is Springer on the Radio. Nice to have you along. All right, it's 1-877-34-JERRY and 1-877-345-3779. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk to Perry Jeffries. He's a first sergeant with the Army's 4th Infantry Division in Iraq during Operation Iraqi Freedom. After deploying to Iraq and traveling with the cavalry through the Sunni Triangle, his unit moved to the Iraqi border and set up Camp Caldwell, the future home of the new Iraqi army, and Jeffries will now speak out about Bush's speech yesterday, and he speaks for Operation Truth, and you can check out their website at OperationTruth.org. All right, let's get back and take some more phone calls here, and we go to Jason in Atlanta. Jason, hi, you're on.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Jason.
How you doing?
Hey, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. You're doing pretty good after yelling at that last poor guy on the radio. Excuse me if I'm a little nervous.
Don't be nervous.
I just think it's kind of funny that, you know, not too long ago, I remember when Democrats were crying that Republicans were telling them if they never joined in the military, they shouldn't say anything. And now the Democrats are doing the same thing to the Republicans. If you never join the military, you can't say anything about what we're saying. So it is.
Well, wait a minute. I don't get that. Explain to me exactly what you mean here.
Well, I mean, I don't know exact, but you know, on the Republican talking head shows, they were saying the same things like months ago, when they were claiming that, like during the Cindy Sheehan, you know, that.
Well, she lost her, in all due respect, she lost her son Casey there, and there are plenty of Democrats who have served in the military, and if you have a choice between believing, say, for instance, George W. Bush or Dick Cheney, or even Joseph Lieberman versus John Murtha. Who has served in the military, who did serve in Vietnam, who's a decorated veteran, who knows what combat is, who would you trust?
Well, it's not a matter of that, but it's a matter of we're supposed to be a society where we can all talk and put in ideas as into what's going on, and to have one group say, you can't do it this way, and then the same group or another group later say the exact same thing just because it's going against them. It just makes us all look like a bunch of idiots.
Well, nobody's saying that everybody can't contribute, but let me remind you something. It's this administration that has reached back to the world's oldest playbook in attacking people's patriotism and trying to say that they're not supporting the troops as a way to keep down dissent. And even Scott McClellan, the White House spokesperson, who himself suffers from a credibility problem, tried to call Jack Murtha part of the quote-unquote left wing of the Democratic Party and part of the Michael Moore part of the Democratic Party, that he's aligned himself with that. And even the White House had to pull back on that because it backfired, because Murtha knows exactly what he's talking about, because Murtha has been there.
Right, and so has Joseph Lieberman, though. He's been there 4 times.
No, Joseph Lieberman, as far as I know, was not in the military. Joseph Lieberman started out as somebody who was an anti-Vietnam war protester who became a senator, and he has no experience in the armed forces. None whatsoever that I know of. If he has, you tell me where he was.
No, I don't think he's been in the armed forces, but he.
Well,
has
that's the difference. Who would you trust between the two? Between Murtha, who has seen action, and Joseph Lieberman?
I personally don't trust any politician, to be honest with you. They're just trying to maintain their job in Washington. They could care less about any of us.
Well, you know what? Then I want you to substantiate that charge about Murtha.
Well, I don't know Martha personally at all.
Well, then how can you make the charge if you can't substantiate it? That's like saying, I know that it's red outside. Well, how do you know it's red outside? Because I know it is. Well, you never been outside? No, I never been there.
Well, no. I mean, honestly, do you think a politician truly cares about the little guy as much as they want to say?
I think there are some. I think there are some politicians. I think there are some congressmen and some senators who really do, yes.
Some. Very few. Very, very few.
Well, then name some who you feel don't.
Most of them. Almost.
Well, don't say most of them. Be specific. Who's your representative?
My representative here, mine personally, is John Linder.
All right. Do you think he cares?
About me personally? No.
Do you think he cares? I'm talking about, do you think he cares about his district at large?
Nah, as long as he can be reelected, he cares, yeah.
Well, what party is he in?
About K Street.
What party is he in?
What, he's a Republican.
Well, why don't you vote him out?
I didn't vote for him or a Democrat.
You didn't vote for him? You didn't vote against him?
I voted for a Libertarian.
Yeah, that had a chance of winning.
Well,
I know, broad brush
general, it's not a fact of a chance of winning, but it's a fact of teaching each political party that neither one of them really care about the little guy anymore.
Well, then what? You know what?
They're only worried about maintaining their little society up in Washington.
You know what? I don't totally agree with that because you're painting a broad brush picture, which is easy to do, and you're not backing it up with any facts. And furthermore, you know what? If voting for a Democrat or voting for a Republican is not the answer, and if you vote for a Libertarian who basically has no chance of winning, what's your solution for turning Washington around?
To let the Democrats and Republicans know that we are unhappy with both parties, that all they worry about is making sure that they can still be elected.
Well,
that's
you know what? Name names. You know, I'll say it again. Name names. I mean, if you want
name
to be cynical,
names.
If you want
well,
to be
no,
cynical,
but
that's okay. But name names. Name names of who you specifically are talking about. I'll name names. How about Tom DeLay? How about Bob Ney in Ohio? How about Duke Cunningham? They're all Republicans. You want me to name names? They're all stuck in the stuck in scandal.
There's any Democrats that are doing negative things.
Well, name one.
That are all in the news.
Well, name
one. There was
one
here in Georgia that just got arrested for bribery.
Well, what's his name?
I mean, I don't remember the guy's name.
I'm not saying Democrats don't do it, but what I'm saying is when you're talking and making these broad brush statements, I think you're leaving out certain politicians. I think you're leaving out certain elected representatives and people that are in government who do basically care, who go every single day and try to do a good job. Sure, there are people there that don't try to do a good job. Sure, there are people there who are bums. But you know what? In every profession you look at, there are people that are like that. But you can't write off and discount the people who really try. And there's even some Republicans who go out there and really try to do the best they possibly can. So why write them off? It doesn't make any sense. You know, it doesn't make any sense to paint broad brushes, and it doesn't make any sense to assume that everybody is guilty unless they're proven innocent. No, they're innocent until they're proven guilty. Thank you for the call. Really do appreciate it, and hope you have a good time down there in Atlanta. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
Her job is also to help unstick things that may get stuck. That's the best way to put it. Is an unsticker.
Call Jerry, 877-34 Jerry Springer on the radio.
Real place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and Stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast. Not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and Stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month. Applies to digital silver with Stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
If you're unable to get the price you need or simply no buyers, you don't have to lose thousands or roll it over into a new note. Give AutoManagement.com a call at 303-756-6800. They can get you out. The company is AutoManagement.com. They've provided a payment guarantee service in Denver for 18 years. Please check them out at AutoManagement.com. Call for an appointment today, 303-756-6800. You won't have to take the hit if the market has fallen for your vehicle. They have the solutions, and at no cost to you if you mention
mention you heard this ad on the radio, a $250 value. Now, isn't that a special deal? AutoManagement.com will get you out. Protect your credit and lose the stress. Call 303-756-6800 and tell them about your vehicle. Start saving your assets today. AutoManagement online at AutoManagement.com or call 303-756-6800.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Channel 93.3 and Fake Skateboards have teamed up to give you a chance to be judged by your peers. Log on to GrindwellPark.com or the What's Up page on Area93.com for more info about Channel 93.3's Skate Contest Series, where you'll be the judge. Area93.com members, sign up early and enter the competition for only $9.33. If you're not a member, sign up now and become one. Grindwell Indoor Park is an independent skate park built, owned, and run by skaters. Keep skateboarding independent and shop at core shops owned and run by skaters you know.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-1195 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
And he does a very, very good job, and he works hard. Dick Durbin is another one who does a really good job and works very, very hard. And I'm really privileged to have a great congressman here in Boulder, where this show originates from, AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, Mark Udall, who's a great congressman who works hard, cares about people. Danny Davis, when I lived in Chicago, was my congressman. He gives good constituent service. So I think there are politicians out there, if you want to call them that, congressmen, senators, people in your local state houses, who do work hard and who do care and do go to the wall. I mean, we got a guy here, we got a couple of people here in Colorado that are great. A guy by the name of Andrew Romanoff, and also Ken Gordon, I'm mentioning their names, and Morgan Carroll. There are a lot of people out there who really work hard. But there are going to be people in everything, that are not going to do the jobs that they should do, that are going to get in trouble. I mean, it's going to happen. But right now, there seems to be this culture of corruption, and it seems to circulate and revolve around the Republicans. And look how many Republicans are in trouble. Not only from the vice president's office, also to the presidency. I mean, Karl Rove is not out of the woods yet. All the way down to guys like Duke Cunningham and Bob Ney, who's got problems. Tom DeLay, who's got problems. So there's a lot of them out there. Let's go to Joey in Atlanta. Joey, hi, you're on.
Hey, Jay, I just wanted to mention to you, I live in Atlanta, the same as your last caller. He was just repeating local libertarian talk show host Neil Bortz's talking points to you.
Oh, I know Neil Bortz.
Yeah, and I just think it's funny every time I hear a libertarian talk. Neil Bortz is not even a real libertarian. He's a libertarian wannabe. He's just a Republican in disguise. But I was glad to hear you take a Bortz spot to task like that. That was very good. So I applaud you for that.
Thanks. I used to fight with Neil Bortz on the old CompuServe.
You're kidding.
No. They used to have like a radio section And Bortz and I would get into it every once in a while. I don't agree with Bortz, but I have to tell you this much. I respect him as a person. I like him as a person.
You know what? I will listen to Neil Bortz occasionally just to hear what the other side is saying. And, I, of course, I do like his stance on church-state separation. He's a big proponent of that. He's a big proponent of pro-choice rights. He's a big proponent of gay rights. But aside from just three or four issues, he's a right-winger to the core. I wanted to mention one other politician I thought did a good job. You know, I think Bill Clinton did a good job for the common people. If you look at his record, he did a lot to lower the poverty level among minorities, and I think that's what he set out to do, and he accomplished it. I think he actually did care about the common people and the working people, and he's still doing that with his tsunami relief and his AIDS research relief and that type of thing.
Yeah, you know what? Look what he's done after his presidency. I'll give you another guy, too. How about President Jimmy Carter?
Oh, definitely. Most definitely.
I mean, I think he definitely cares. And if you read his best-selling book, which is on the New York Times bestseller list about American values, I recommend everybody read that book, and you'll see really what a good guy Jimmy Carter was, and that Jimmy Carter basically was a victim of what went on with Iran. You know,
yeah,
I mean, he was caught
sure.
in a tough situation.
And speaking of Jimmy Carter, I don't want to advertise somebody else's show, but Al Franken's in Atlanta today doing a show live, and Jimmy Carter will be a guest. So everybody stick around after Jay and listen to Jimmy Carter on the Al Franken show.
Yeah, Al's great, and I definitely will listen to Jimmy Carter because I love to hear Jimmy Carter talk. And once again, I give a plug for his book. I mean, it is absolutely, absolutely great. Hey, man, thank you. Good call, and Atlanta's a beautiful city. Thanks for the call. All right, I'll tell you what. The number is 1-877-34-JERRY and 1-877-345-3779. I think Al Gore is another guy who cares. And in my opinion, the election was stolen from him. And I think that Al Gore definitely does care. I think Michael Dukakis cared. And I saw Alan Simpson on Hardball last night. It's a shame that Chris Matthews didn't ask him about his comment about Kitty Dukakis burning an American flag. Probably most of you don't remember that smear. But he engaged in that. So I think there's a lot of people out there who really try to do a good job. And there's cynicism out there, and why not? I mean, why not? I mean, that's part of the American situation is cynicism. But broad brush painting of people, in my opinion, doesn't work. And voting libertarian, in my opinion, is a waste of time, too. And I don't want to dismantle government services. I don't think that that's a wise thing. But I do agree with the separation of church and state. All right. J. Marvin, in for Jerry Springer, who's on vacation, and he'll be back on Monday, and you won't have to suffer with me. This is Springer on the radio.
You're free, and freedom is beautiful. And, you know, it'll take time to restore chaos, but we will.
Hello, Jerry.
Call 1-877-34-JERRY. That's 877-345-3779, and you'll be on Springer
on the radio.
Jay.
In for Jerry Springer.
AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Randy Rhodes.
Cowards cut and run. Marines never do.
The House will be in order.
Oh, no. Oh, no. All hell breaks loose in the House of Representatives, and guess what they do? They vote themselves a pay raise.
Channel 93.3 and Fake Skateboards have teamed up to give you a chance to be judged by your peers. Log on to GrindwellPark.com or the What's Up page on Area93.com for more info about Channel 93.3's Skate Contest Series, where you'll be the judge. Area93.com members, sign up early and enter the competition for only $9.33. If you're not a member, sign up now and become one. Grindwell Indoor Park is an independent skate park built, owned, and run by skaters. Keep skateboarding independent and shop at core shops owned and run by skaters you know.
With affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Englewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. Stop throwing your money away on rent. Picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. Right now, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey,
who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at RiptideHosting.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
The world has been good to Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a new no-cost or obligation report to people who won't ever be our clients. Maybe you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make. Although at Fisher Investments we do business only with high net worth folks and institutions, we're happy to share these key insights with investors. Our experience managing $25 billion for millionaires and pensions has given us valuable insight. Insight that can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make. The worst and most costly ones. So request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today. No charge and no sales pitch. The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility. For your free report, call 1-800-771-3464. That's 1-800-771-3464. 1-800-771-3464.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home? You get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-441-9116. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-441-9116. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-441-9116. That's 1-800-441-9116. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-441-9116.
We're on together with the Vietnamese Cross of Gallantry. And as a hospital corpsman, I have seen every wound imaginable. The last person that I patched up and died was a high school friend of mine.
Wow.
And he died in my arms.
Wow.
But I got to tell you, every time I hear these idiots out here talking about or just throwing veterans under the bus and so-called supporting the troops, but yet they threw Max Cleland under the bus, they threw Murtha under the bus, Kerry. I am just getting fed up with these people who never seen war. And the one thing the Vietnam War did to me is there's always a way of settling things without butchering ourselves. And I just get so angry at these chicken hawks that want to send other people's kids to war. You know, I listened to your radio show, and if you want to know the difference between a progressive talk show and a conservative talk show, is that the liberal talk shows or the progressive talk shows will allow dissent on their programs. You try to get through to Rush Limbaugh, and if you have something to say contrary to what he believes in, you'll never get on there.
Yeah, you're screened out. That's absolutely the truth. You're absolutely screened out there. I mean, I may end up fighting with dissenters because I think you ought to take it to them and they ought to take it right back to me. But if you call Limbaugh or any of those other shows, yeah, you're absolutely right. You don't get on. That's true.
Well, Jerry, I just wanted to say God bless you. I'm glad that we do have progressive talk shows. We need them in other cities. I was just up in the Orlando area, and every other station up there is Hannity, Bork, and it's a shame. So, hey, keep fighting the fight, guys.
Hey, you know what? Thank you for your service to this country, man. Thank you a bunch.
Thank you very much. Take
all right.
Simplify.
You got it. And you know what? I've said this over and over again. We ought to go to the wall for veterans. We ought to go to the wall for them. And they ought to have all the benefits and all of the medical help and all of the mental help that they need. And that ought to be an American priority. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to a veteran, Perry Jeffers, the 1st Sergeant with the Army's 4th Infantry Division in Iraq. That's coming up next year. J. Marvin, in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio.
Up there and just say no.
Webb says too many people avoid testing because they fear the results. More than a million Americans have HIV and AIDS, but an estimated 300,000 of them don't know it. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
American and Iraqi troops have launched a new offensive against enemy forces in western Iraq, but the enemy is fighting back. Today, insurgents fired mortars and rockets at a number of U.S. bases and government offices and briefly overran the streets of Ramadi, 70 miles west of Baghdad. In Washington, Congressman John Murtha, who lit a fire by calling for an immediate withdrawal from Iraq, says the president's new victory strategy, which fails to set a timetable, won't bring the troops home soon enough.
I was disappointed that he didn't give any kind of a definite plan which would have reassured the American public, which they want. They're crying out for reassurance.
A soldier and two Marines are the latest to die in combat, pushing the death toll for the month of November to at least 85. On buses in New York and other cities today, riders will notice one seat left vacant. WCBS's Jim Taylor tells us it's a tribute to the mother of the civil rights movement.
It was 50 years ago today that Rosa Parks refused to give up her bus seat to a white man. Here and across the country, the seat behind the bus driver features a picture of Rosa Parks and the words, "It all started on a bus."
She's a terrific lady and very courageous and really ought to be an inspiration to us all.
You won't mind standing up and...
I certainly won't.
It's your money, but you've still got to pay to get your hands on it.
The next time you need a little cash... You might notice that ATM fees at banks where you don't have an account keep going up. USA Today cites a Bankrate.com survey showing this year customers will pony up more than $4 billion in ATM charges. That's a record. Service fees overall have more than doubled since 1994. And it's not just banks and thrifts. Nearly half the profits made by credit card companies can be chalked up to fees and penalties. Nick Young, CBS News.
New figures on the economy show a slowdown in October consumer spending. Spending was up just 0.2%. Personal income went up 0.4%. Chain stores are reporting mostly so-so November sales results. Walmart, the biggest of the bunch, says its same-store sales were up a little more than 4%. In early Wall Street trading, the market is rallying. The Dow Industrials are ahead about 86 points. NASDAQ is up 24. This is CBS News.
Get the good stuff.
Looking for the perfect holiday gift for the home handyman or handywoman? Check out Napa's 38-piece homeowner tool set. It features a gear driver soft grip ratcheting screwdriver with interchangeable shafts to help you tackle any job fast. This set also includes sockets, an adjustable wrench, hammer, tape measure, level, nails, screws, picture hangers, and more. Plus a high-quality wide-mount tool bag, all for just
$49.99. Get the good stuff.
Napa. Get the good stuff.
Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes to give you the good news that term life prices have fallen to all-time lows. We know because we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. With Life Quotes, you'll never overpay for life insurance. A healthy male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $30 per month. Doubling that to $1 million would cost less than $35 per month.
Weekend at the National Western Events Center, brought to you by Rockies, your home of the monster truck and car deals. That's at 63rd and Federal. See you this Saturday. Come out and join me.
Jerry.
Jerry. Springer. On the radio.
Springer. On the radio.
6 minutes after the hour, Jerry Springer on vacation. J. Marvin in for Jerry. Thank you for joining us. Really appreciate it. Oh, today's World AIDS Day. What happened to that money that George W. Bush pledged for AIDS? I wonder if anybody will ask him about that. I wonder how much we finally ponied up in that. And also, Rosa Parks, 50 years ago today, started the bus boycott in Montgomery. All right, let's talk to Perry Jeffries. He's a first sergeant, was a first sergeant with the Army's 4th Infantry Division in Iraq during Operation Iraqi Freedom. After deploying to Iraq and traveling with the cavalry through the Sunni Triangle, his unit moved to the Iran-Iraq border and set up Camp Caldwell, a future home of the new Iraq Army. And Jeffries now speaks for Operation Truth. And, Perry, I noticed Paul Rykoff, who we've had I've had on the radio before, is a great guy. He said that the president's plan falls short. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, it's not really a plan. I think it's just a rehash of all his old speeches. And even if you dig into that 35-page document, it says almost nothing specific. In fact, I was just taking a look at it, and where it says the detailed security plan, that's followed by only 1,500 words, and that's kind of a little sparse to make a detailed plan for the whole country, I think.
Do you think this war in Iraq, I'm trying to look for a good way to phrase this, do you think that the war against the insurgents, do you think this thing is winnable?
You know, I don't know. I don't think we're making much progress, and I don't think it's winnable at the way we're doing it now. One thing I like to say is it's like the soldiers are just idling in the kill zone. There's not enough soldiers there to do the clear, hold, and build mission they're talking about, and we seem to have sold most of that off to these civilian contractors anyways. So the progress the soldiers can make, you know, is shortcut by the fact they don't have enough troops to consolidate their gains. But we still have so many of them there that they continue, you know, to keep the population on edge. So they talk about insurgencies running 9 or 10 years. I think that General Casey and Abizaid told Marta yesterday that it'd take 25 years to train the new Iraqi army. So I don't even know that it's so much whether it's winnable or not, but are we really willing and do we want to commit the resources it would take to win that in the fashion they're talking about?
You know, the idea would be, if you're on the ground, the idea would be that you would get control of an area, you would stabilize it, you would build there to get the Iraqi populace on your side by making improvements, and then you'd move on to the next area. But we're not doing that. It seems like we're chasing all over the country.
Yeah, it's like stepping on a water balloon because we just don't have enough soldiers. And I know they continue to say, well, the generals aren't asking for more soldiers. And I don't know if the generals are or not. For sure, the colonels, you know, and the captains and lieutenants are. And I think that it's an apples and oranges thing. Maybe we don't need more units over there, but the units that are there need all their soldiers. I put a bunch of my friends on an airplane this weekend, and nearly every platoon was short 3 or 4 guys. So that just means they don't have enough people to do their guard duty. They don't have enough people to you know, rest up after a mission. They don't have enough people to leave behind at an OP. They barely have enough to get through what they have to do every single day, 7 days a week, for the whole time they're there. So, you know, in that respect, I think our numbers are short. But then if we're going to stay in a town or a populated area next to where there's these hostile people, we keep getting mortared. Every big installation there, we get mortared. So where are the tanks and the helicopters and enough observation posts to prevent that from happening? If we're going to stay in those areas, we need more people or get out of those areas.
10 minutes past the hour, we're talking to Perry Jeffers, who was a first sergeant with the Army's 4th Infantry Division in Iraq during Operation Freedom and is a member of Operation Truth, and you can go to OperationTruth.org to see their website. How long can the military, because Barry McCaffrey and others have raised this question, how long can the military continue to keep going as they are with these rotations and some people having been there, you know, a third time? And I read a story where a 52-year-old guy who was in the National Guard, I mean, he got called up to go. How long can we continue to keep the military going at this pace?
You know, I honestly don't know. You hear these stories about the armies breaking, and I don't think the army will ever be all broken or the service will always be all broken as long as there's a single person that can walk in it. They'll keep trying. But you could see the people leave here when the units come back from rotation and the stop-loss lifts. They bail hard. And, you know, they didn't even increase the limit this year. They're supposed to have added 20,000 soldiers, and they were short last year, and they didn't even increase the goal this year to try to get those 20,000. So, you know, down the line, I'm sure at some point they could physically run out of bodies, but I don't really see that happening. So they'll keep going. The Army will keep going. And I don't know that it will ever be enough of an issue that it would, you know, that somebody would have to flip a coin and say, well, either we fight or we don't fight because of the amount of people we have. But it's not doing it any good.
Yeah, but how do you keep going when recruiting is down and these same people have to keep going over and over and time after time, and it seems to me after a while you get battle fatigue and you would get tired.
Oh, they're tired and they're wary and they're afraid of being scapegoated. And, you know, the ones that feel they have to make this their career or they've got family commitments, they're going to stay in regardless and keep doing their best. And the other ones are being held in by stop loss. Some are reenlisting. You know, they all know they volunteered. The soldiers will keep going, and the leadership will keep trying to do the best they can for them. But we're getting a less able force and more of them. We've had over a division worth of them wounded. And so there will be an issue, but I don't think it's going to – I think it'll be less of an issue than the elections.
When you say they don't want to be scapegoated, explain that.
Well, they're really worried, especially some of the sergeants and specialists, the staff sergeants I talked to this weekend. They're really worried about a lot of the rules that are put on them as to defending themselves. You know, one of the biggest concerns of soldiers going over there, despite all the stuff we talk about, but is a clear set of rules of engagement. Tell me what rules I can follow. And what they're afraid of is that they're going to be expected to defend themselves, but then if they get caught being too aggressive, and I'm not talking about abuse, I'm just talking about, you know, taking care of each other, then they're afraid they're going to end up in front of one of these courts, not their leaders, but the low-level soldiers. And they're not real sure where that cuts, and they've been given so many rules, there's no longer any simple guidelines. You know, it's not like a pocket card
right.
You carry with you. It's like a manual you're supposed to keep in your head all the time.
What about this idea of cross-training? For instance, taking, you know, guys who are typists, or maybe they're cooks, or maybe they're just regular infantry people, and training them for some other job like being policemen. You think that's effective?
No, I don't think it's the best thing because people join the Army, by and large, to do a certain job, and that's what they want to do. You know, they tried to convert a bunch of tankers to scouts a few years ago. We're talking thousands of people, and at the end of the first year, a single person had come. And the general asked the sergeant major, he says, why don't they want to come and be scouts? He said they didn't join the Army to be scouts. They joined to drive the tank. The same thing. You know, my old cooks went off to Iraq this weekend, and they know good and well they're not going to be cooking. Like I said, they're not happy about it, but they're not given a choice because they're all stop loss, so they've got no chance. But that's the kind of soldier that will get out when he's able to, you know, when the stop loss lifts. And that's why, you know, the backdoor draft, the stop loss, is such an issue for Operation Truth.
What about if I took you and I put you in the Oval Office and you had time with George W. Bush, what would you say to him?
You know, what are you thinking of? I wondered that. We went to Washington once, and I said, what if we meet one of these people that can actually change it? And you know, to keep from being thrown in jail, I just want to look him in the eye and say, what are you thinking of? And because I don't think he's seeing the whole picture, and I think he doesn't want to hear the whole picture. The problem is these are not puzzle pieces. They're soldiers, and they're Iraqi civilians, and you know, there are reputation around as a nation around the world, so it's a bad thing. I think a real example of how they're thinking up there on the Hill is something not that George said, but that Laura said yesterday, and she said in an interview that it was difficult to watch families grieve that have lost troops. And the thing I'd say to that is families don't lose troops. They lose sons and daughters and fathers and mothers. They don't lose troops, but I think that some of these people on the Hill see troops as some sort of a robot or a device or a non-person, and they don't get the idea that they're just regular people off the street.
Yeah, what do you make of the fact that George W. Bush never goes to any funerals?
Well, it's just shameful, but, you know, how can he look somebody in the eye? I mean, if he's afraid of Miss Sheehan out there in Crawford, I think that's just what to be expected. And that's fine. We don't need him to come to funerals. Our soldiers don't need him to come to funerals. It'd be nice if he would make sure that the benefits promised the families of the survivors were paid. It'd be nice if he'd make sure the benefits for the VA are there for the wounded soldiers. Actions speak louder than words. We don't need him to do any more photo ops. We're seeing the photo ops. It's killing soldiers. You can see the sailors at Annapolis yawning yesterday behind him. Because it's very, you know, it's a real disruption when he comes to some place.
All right, Perry, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for being on the program, and thank you for your service to this country.
Yes, sir. Well, thanks for helping get the word out.
Oh, you're welcome here anytime. All right, there's Perry Jeffries. He was a first sergeant with the Army's 4th Infantry Division in Iraq during Operation Iraqi Freedom. After deploying to Iraq and traveling with the cavalry through the Sunni Triangle, his unit moved to the Iran-Iraq border, where they set up Camp Caldwell, future home of the new Iraq Army, and he now speaks out for Operation Truth. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. We'll take your calls coming up. This is Springer on the radio.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Commence dialing sequence.
1-877-34-JERRY. That's 877-345-377.
Roll it over into a new note. Give automanagement.com a call at 303-756-6800. They can get you out. The company is automanagement.com. They've provided a payment guarantee service in Denver for 18 years. Please check them out at automanagement.com. Call for an appointment today. 303-756-6800. You won't have to take the hit if the market has fallen for your vehicle. They have the solutions, and at no cost to you if you mention you heard this ad on the radio. A $250 value. Now isn't that a special deal? Automanagement.com will get you out. Protect your credit and lose the stress. Call 303-756-6800 and tell them about your vehicle. Start saving your assets today. Automanagement online at automanagement.com or call 303-756-6800.
No tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills. You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible, and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-1195, and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today, and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month, applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will.
Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
The hour. Jay Marvin in for the vacation with Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio. I know a lot of you probably heard this story yesterday, but maybe you didn't. The U.S. is set to pay to plant articles in the Iraqi newspapers. The Los Angeles Times broke this story. Titled, The Sands Are Blowing Towards a Democratic Iraq. An article written this week for publication in the Iraqi press was scornful of outsiders' pessimism about the country's future. Western press and frequently those self-styled objective observers of Iraq are often critics of how we, the people of Iraq, are proceeding down the path and determining what is best for our nation. The article began quoting the Prophet Muhammad. It pleaded for unity and nonviolence. Trouble is, no Iraqi wrote it. It was written by Americans. It's part of a multi-million dollar covert campaign to plant paid propaganda in the Iraqi news media and pay friendly Iraqi journalists monthly stipends. And this is all handled by a military contractor. And Senator John Warner and others have said they're going to look into it. And originally the Pentagon and the Defense Department said that they had no idea about this. Okay, let's go back to the calls, and we'll go to Richard in Cleveland. Richard, hi, you're on.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Good. Well, first of all, I want to say I certainly appreciate the sergeant coming on. I appreciate our troops around the world and what they're doing. But I did have a couple of overall, I guess, concerns or criticisms, and I think this is just over the issue in general. First of all, when you asked him, you know, what he would say to the president, the first thing, well, he said two things. One is that, you know, that he is very concerned about our reputation around the world. And I guess on just a moral standpoint, I would say that probably shouldn't, in my mind, be what drives our decision-making process with just the diplomatic decisions we're making. And secondly, which I think is my general concern just with criticism about the war is that he said, think about the Iraqi citizens. And I agree with that. And if we were doing things that were really endangering them, I would say absolutely. But one criticism, I consider myself to be middle of the road politically, and I think proof of that is just that I'm listening to the show. But I think that in general, one hypocrisy that I see in the Democratic Party is that in America, they stand up for the rights of the people, and they stand up for the little man. And they fight for universal health care, for affirmative action, for rights of people who are down and oppressed, and yet there seems to be different rules for people in other countries.
Well,
and that people in America deserve rights, and they deserve freedom, but that people in other countries don't. And I think that's worth fighting for.
All right. Let me answer both of your points. Number one, about our reputation around the world and about diplomacy and about other nations.
Right.
In order to function in this world, particularly in this day and age, I mean, this is not 1945,
right,
where you have an increasing amount of people who are getting their hands on nuclear weapons. That's number one. And number two, shouldering the burden by yourself is a very, very dangerous path to take. And if anything, this administration, well, let me say this. You know, it's like living in a neighborhood. You have to get along with your neighbors. And
right,
it is a plus if you can get your neighbors to cooperate with you rather than have to go yourself and do it alone.
I
mean,
Bush's
father had a wonderful coalition, and that whole war was paid for. Now we're having to shoulder the burden. The other
right
part about it is this administration engages in hypocrisy. For instance, we have to go it alone in Iraq, and we have the coalition of the willing, which is very, very small. We're shouldering the burden of paying most of the money. But when it comes to North Korea, we insist on having six-party talks there, not one-on-one. So we're reaching out to other people in the area, such as the Chinese and the Koreans, and we're trying to get them to help us. Now, why are we doing that in Korea, but we're not doing that, and we didn't do that when it comes to Iraq? That's number one. And number
two. I completely agree.
All right, and number two. Okay, and number two, as far as standing up for people, you know, the way to win a war and the way to be successful is you have to, and the way to stop a guerrilla insurgency, you have to win the hearts and minds of the people. I once worked with a conservative talk show host, who will remain nameless, who once screamed on the air at me, "I don't care about the Arab street." Well, you know what? That's who you're talking to. And when you've got things going on like bursting into people's houses, pointing guns at them in front of their kids, and detaining people who turned out that they didn't do anything wrong, when you've got situations like these militias running around, which George W. Bush refuses to talk about, that are going in and grabbing the Shiite militias, they're grabbing Sunnis, torturing them, and you know, beating the hell out of them, then you know what? That's not going to spell democracy. And you have to be concerned about those people. And it isn't a matter of not caring about them, but it's a matter of you've got to win their hearts and minds. And when you're doing things like, for instance, using phosphorus, which burns the skin, and then justifying it as lighting up targets, and innocent Iraqis are getting killed every single day, put yourself in that position. You know, how favorable would you be towards the people that are occupying your country?
I wouldn't be favorable at all.
And okay, and then the third, and then the last point I want to make to you is, if the Iraqis are worth liberating, then why don't we turn around and liberate other people in the world who are also suffering from human rights problems? But instead, we turn our backs on them, and not only that, we cooperate them. We cooperate with them when it fits our agenda.
I completely agree with you, and I've asked my more conservative friends in those conversations. Why is it any different in Cuba and North Korea? And they don't have an answer for that.
All right, I appreciate it, man. I'd let you go on, but I'm out of time. Thank you. I appreciate it. Good call. And we'll continue with your calls here. J. Marvin sitting in for Jerry Springer here on Springer on the Radio.
Springer on the Radio.
Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System. And I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt. And today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days. After your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomhd.com.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
Channel 93.3 and Fake Skateboards have teamed up to give you a chance to be judged by your peers. Log on to GrindwellPark.com or the What's Up page on Area93.com for more info about Channel 93.3's Skate Contest Series, where you'll be the judge. Area93.com members, sign up early and enter the competition for only $9.33. If you're not a member, sign up now and become one. Grindwell Indoor Park is an independent skate park built, owned, and run by skaters. Keep skateboarding independent and shop at core shops owned and run by skaters you know.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
As well. That's especially important for kids because the bone mass you gain when you're young helps determine your bone health and strength for life. That's why orthopedic surgeons remind all kids to get up, get out, and get moving. Weight-bearing activity, meaning exercise you do on your feet that works your bones and muscles against gravity, is especially good for building bones. Kids should do at least 35 minutes of physical activity a day, like walking, jogging, dancing, stair climbing, or team sports. Adults should follow the same advice, since bones continue to grow even into our 30s. Bone loss, which can lead to osteoporosis and other bone problems, normally begins in our mid-30s. So strengthen those bones and get up, get out, and get moving. For more information, visit the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons online at aaos.org.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Laura. Laura, wake up. Laura.
What?
Wake up.
What, George, what time is it? Well,
honey, I can't sleep.
Oh, George.
I got too much on my mind.
Honey.
I tried everything, Laura. Counting sheep, money, body bags, votes.
Your poll numbers will come back up. You'll see. Now go to sleep.
Sweetie, could you sing me that lullaby Mama used to sing?
Oh, George, of course.
Do it just the way she sung it to me when I was small and scared.
Just like last week, of course, honey.
That's right.
Hush, little Georgie, you're so sweet. Daddy's gonna buy you a life elite.
Sweet daddy.
And if that life starts with grades that fail, Daddy's gonna buy you a dorm at Yale.
Yeah.
And if at Yale you drink and get high, Daddy's gonna wipe away your DUI.
Thanks, Dad.
Then if Vietnam looks hard, Daddy's gonna get you in the National Guard.
Yeah, I was more of a soldier than that Dan Rather ever was.
George, you're relaxing now, and I'll just think nice thoughts.
Like Mom always said.
Remember what she used to sing to you, honey?
Yeah.
If you fail at every dream, Daddy's gonna buy you a baseball team.
Hey, Mom.
And if that team ain't number one, Daddy's gonna buy you a state to run.
Texas.
And if that state you can't run right, Daddy's gonna buy you a house that's white.
This one, my own. I got my own.
Hush, George, we're going to sleep here.
Sorry, baby, you keep on singing.
If your job brings too much strain, Daddy's gonna buy you Carl Rove's brain.
Not the scarecrow.
If that brain doesn't make you smart, Daddy's gonna buy you a war to start.
Thanks, Daddy.
And when your term has reached its ebb, Daddy's gonna buy your job for Jeb.
That's right.
Hush, little Georgie, I'm your wife. Sleep and enjoy a president's life. Whew, that took longer than usual.
My darling Laura.
Bill.
Did you get him to sleep?
How'd you get in here?
I stashed the key under the mat before we moved.
Bill.
You realize we're moving back in 2008.
Ugh.
Jerry Springer on the radio.
25 minutes before the hour. Jay Martin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. Nice to have you along. 1-877-34-JERRY. 1-877-345-3779. I'm having a hell of a time reading these articles today. I don't know what's going on here. But I want to try to read one more. And I swear to you, I'm not making this up. Well, okay, I don't want to lie. I might read some more. But I'm not making this up. This comes from the Daily Times. Iraqis want Saddam to run for election. Can you believe this? Iraqis have asked Saddam Hussein's defense team to mull the possibility of fielding the ousted dictator as a candidate for future elections. One of his lawyers said in remarks published yesterday, Iraqis have asked the defense team to study the legal conditions to present Saddam Hussein as a candidate for elections, first as an MP, then as president. Now that's got to be a joke. But what would Saddam Hussein campaign on? All right, let's go to Diane in Morganton, North Carolina. Diane, do I have that city right?
Yes, you do.
Oh, my God, I'm shocked. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I just want to say to you, Jay, I love when you're on when Jerry's not there.
Oh, you're kind.
No, I really do, because you have such fire and such spirit, and it's good to hear. It really is.
Thanks.
But my question for you is this. You know, it was been back a few phone calls ago when the gentleman called in about trying to get someone else elected that's not from the Republican or from the Democratic parties, either one. You would think that there is enough of us that are so disappointed and so disgusted with what's going on that we could unite on some level and get somebody else in there that's not owned by the NRA or whatever. You know what I'm saying? That you would think that we would just be able to find someone that has a backbone and that is able to stand up against these people.
Well, in this month's Progressive Magazine, there's an interview with Bernie Sanders,
mm-hmm.
or Saunders, of Vermont. Now, he's an independent.
Right.
But guys like that are few and far between. And the problem is, when you're saddled with an administration like we have now,
mm-hmm.
And our backs are against the wall, because I don't know how old you are, but this is...
I'm almost 50.
Okay, then this is the worst... I'm 53. This is the worst administration in my lifetime. I thought Nixon was bad.
Absolutely.
I mean, this guy is 100 times worse.
Yes.
And
I can't even watch him. I wanted to watch last night, but I just can't. I can't do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's very, very hard to put up with him, and it's very hard to put up with the people around him and the excuse makers that appear on all these talk shows. But if you support an independent candidate, what ends up happening is they have no chance to win in most cases. Not all, but in most cases they have no chance to win.
Right.
And you're siphoning votes off from Democratic candidates who do have a chance to win, and we can change things if we can get a hold of one of the chambers of the Congress. And you know what will happen if we get a hold of one of them? If it turns out that we can, and it's going to be a rough, rough road,
mm-hmm.
but if we can get a hold of one of the chambers, either the Congress or the Senate, you know what will end up happening? We'll start having mass investigations as to how we got into this war, and that'll just be the tip of the iceberg. And that's what these Republicans are really scared of.
But why won't someone stand up? I keep getting these surveys in the mail from Hillary Clinton's office, and I'm sick of answering these questions. Because you can't rate health care and the war and the economy and all those on a 1 to 10 scale. Because they're all critical issues.
Yeah, I get the same mailings.
Yeah.
You know, and those are fundraising things, and sometimes I contribute to them and sometimes I don't.
Right.
Depending on how much, you know, extra money I have.
Right.
And with Christmas coming up and the Hanukkah and the whole thing, I don't have much these days.
Right. Well, but my husband and I work in social services, but we work with at-risk kids in North Carolina. My husband went to Vietnam. I mean, and I wanted to say to the sergeant earlier, too, you know, not only thank you for going, but thank you for coming home. Because so many of those people have such guilt about coming home.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't have, you know what, I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah.
But to get back to what you were talking about here before I run out of time.
Right.
I understand your frustration, but you know something? There are good people out there who are trying. There are good people running who are trying. And in the situation we're in coming up in 06 and also in 08,
mm-hmm.
we have got to get together and we have got to turn this country around. We have no other choice because if we don't, it's just going to get worse. And
absolutely.
And Ralph Nader, this last time around, should not have run.
Right. because it did. It did take away votes. I know that.
And the election was close. Right. I mean, you know what? Kerry only lost by one state.
Right.
So
that's even questionable, I'm sure.
Yeah, because of course the monkey business with the voting up there, but.
Right.
That's just my opinion, and maybe it's wrong, but you know what? Right now, I cast my lot with the Democrats because it's our best chance to fix this country.
You don't have a choice. I mean, in my opinion, you don't have a choice but to cast your lot with the Democrats. I just hope that there's someone out there, whether it's Howard or Hillary or whoever it is, that has the guts to stand up and say, yeah, I voted for the war. I made a mistake.
Well, you're not going to get that from Hillary. As a matter of fact, coming up, I'll read you a statement that she released.
Yeah.
All right, Diane, thank you. I appreciate the call, and have a wonderful day. 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. See, I told you I wasn't going to read anything more because I'm running around over my tongue here, but you know what? I got to read this Hillary thing, and I'll read it coming up. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer, and this is Springer on the Radio.
Hey, I'm Jerry Springer. I'm in Aspen, Colorado, learning how to snow ski. I've only fallen a few times. Once I rolled about halfway down the slope, and Stephanie, it's not funny.
Our number is 877-34-JERRY. Call now.
Tray of cold cuts and cube cheese, and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Has been good to Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a new no-cost or obligation report to people who won't ever be our clients. Maybe you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make. Although at Fisher Investments we do business only with high net worth folks and institutions, we're happy to share these key insights with investors. Our experience managing $25 billion for millionaires and pensions has given us valuable insight. Insight that can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make. The worst and most costly ones. So request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today. No charge and no sales pitch. The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility. For your free report, call 1-800-771-3464. That's 1-800-771-3464. 1-800-771-3464.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home? You get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-441-9116. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-441-9116. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-441-9116. That's 1-800-441-9116. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-441-9116.
Amber Homes has been building quality homes.
home since 1998 with affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Englewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. Stop throwing your money away on rent. Picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. Right now, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes.
M760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Minutes before the hour, Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer, who is on vacation, and we'll do this, what is tomorrow, Friday? We'll do this Friday, and then that's it, Jerry will be back on Monday. This show originates from AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, the Boulder, Denver area. If you want to email me, go to am760.net. I try to answer all of my email. I really do. I can't get to all of it, but I try to answer all of it. I make a concerted effort to sit down after this program's over with and after I get home. And then my wife, Mary, can't get my attention because I sit there and I try to answer all the emails that's out there. Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton, in her strongest statement on the war in Iraq since visiting the country in 2003 yesterday, defended her vote to authorize military action, but harshly criticized President Bush's leadership and called for a plan to begin withdrawing troops next year. Now, this is a move for her, because previously she hasn't said this. In a 1,600-word letter, it was emailed to thousands of New Yorkers, where, of course, she's running for re-election. Clinton used a new verbiage to attack the White House's war planning, from top to bottom, while also laying out her general vision for reducing troop levels. And the letter came on the eve of the Iraqi speech by President Bush, as well as 1 month after anti-war crusader Cindy Sheehan denounced Mrs. Clinton's position on the war. Now, here's what she had to say. She said, "I take responsibility for my vote. And I, along with the majority of Americans, expected the president and his administration to take responsibility for false assurances, faulty evidence, and mismanagement in the war." She added, "Given years of assurances that the war was nearly over and that the insurgents were in their last throes, this administration was either not being honest with the American people or did not know what was going on in Iraq." I'm not sure I could vote for Hillary. And I'll bet you she'll run in 08, but the jury's out on that. Russell Feingold, for me, looks pretty good. But does he have a chance? That's the big thing. All right, let's go to, where are we going here? Let's go to Brian in Cincinnati. Brian, are you there?
Yeah, hello, Jay.
Hi, Brian.
Hi. Jay, there's something I want to bring up. It's like the 500-pound gorilla in the corner that people just don't talk about. They're constantly talking about the U.S. casualties and wounded, and that's fine. But I want to ask you, Jay, and I respect your opinion, the various civilian deaths counts of Iraqi civilians, when the war first started, the first year or so, the Pentagon and the State Department constantly gave these really low figures. John McLaughlin, I don't know if you ever watched the McLaughlin Group.
Mm-hmm.
I would consider John McLaughlin not a right-winger or a neocon, but a pretty long-time conservative. He's one of the only shows that constantly on his show, at the very end of his show, he gives the U.S. casualty count, the suicides, and the wounded U.S. servicemen, and then he always gives the... This is not the Iraqi military deaths at the beginning of the war. He says, he puts it in print, he says, Iraqi civilian deaths estimated 110,000 last week he gave. And at the bottom of the report, Jay, there's always like a printout, and it says it's like a bipartisan study from the Johns Hopkins University, and also I believe he's had on there, it's also a study of the English medical journal called Lancet. And what I want to ask you, Jay, is, in your opinion, is that figure totally, absolutely inflated? Or if it is a true figure, Jay, and taking into consideration that possibly up to 10,000 civilians have been killed by these insurgents and terrorists, that leaves a good 90,000 Iraqi civilians. Jay, if it's true, I want to ask you, do you think it's true? And morally speaking, how did that many people get killed by our coalition troops? And what does that say about this whole war?
I don't know if that figure is true or not. I know there's an organization that runs a website, and I can't think of the name of it, and I was reading about it this morning, that uses news reports to keep track and maybe somebody will call in and give it to us, of the Iraqi casualty figures. Now, I'm talking about the Iraqis, you know, not the Iraqi army, but I'm talking about the casualty figures. And I'm not sure anybody is sure how many there are, but it is mounting all the time through suicide bombings and, Shia going after Sunnis, and Sunnis likewise going after Shia. And then you got another problem here that you got people who, and we call this collateral damage, which to me is far too sanitary. Then we've got, you know, people who get caught in buildings that we bomb or that we blow up, people who get shot accidentally. So, I don't know what the casualty rate is there. I don't know if, McLaughlin, he could very well be right, and that could very well be right, and that could be a correct figure.
On his show, Jay, the reason, like I said, the conservatives for a long time, they would just laugh at these huge figures of Iraqi civilians. But Pat Buchanan, who's a lifelong conservative, I see him constantly on that show where he'll talk about the Iraq War, which he is basically against.
Yeah, he is against
it.
And
he brings up, it just comes out of his mouth willy-nilly. He'll say 100,000 Iraqi civilians killed. And I've even heard, I think, Tony Blankley, who's a real conservative, he'll bring up the figure in a conversation, 100,000. And what I know you brought up the figures the insurgents have killed, Jay, but you have to admit, with all the destruction and the nastiness that they've done, I'd say a top figure of the people they've killed since this war started is maybe at most 10,000. I don't even think it's that many.
I don't know. I don't know. You know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to dig into that. And I just honestly can't tell you how many. And I thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. Jay Marvin, Jerry Springer's on vacation, so I'm here. And this is Springer on the radio.
You want to be blunt about what has taken place? Sometimes when you don't measure, you just shuffle kids through. Then you wake up at the high school level and find out that the literacy level of our children are appalling.
Intelligent talk radio. That might be a contradiction in terms. This is Jerry Springer on the radio.
Jay.
In for Jerry Springer.
AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, because there are many choices in life.
Well, back in the 90s, I used to tune into Rush Limbaugh.
And with choices come alternatives.
I'm 760, I listen to it all the time.
Just love hearing you trust any government official not being able to affect any change in the government. First off, he's smoking some pretty good crack. I'd like to know where he's getting it. Well, you know, you got to call it like it is. Second off, start small. Why do people forget this?
Yeah, good idea.
They need to start small. I mean, I live in Cleveland, Ohio. We have a wonderful progressive political community here. We have a wonderful activist community here. And the thing is, we start with things like weblogs. We use those to organize people. We have a wonderful community weblog run by a great guy here. It's called Brewed Fresh Daily.
And oh, that's great.
This guy gets people together. There's a monthly meetup group. And I have seen so much good for the community come out of this. Okay? We have people volunteering for food banks. We have people volunteering time for Katrina survivors that have come to Cleveland. God knows why they want to come someplace so cold, but they have. And we've had people volunteering through that. Okay?
Yeah, so, you know, there's an avenue for everybody to get involved. And whatever you can do, every little bit counts. You're absolutely right about that. Tina, thank you. I got to run.
Thank you.
I appreciate
Bye.
The call. By the way, if you want to find out about Iraqi casualties, the website I was thinking of is IraqiBodyCount.net. Now, they use news reports in order to figure out what the Iraqi casualties are. So go to IraqiBodyCount.net if you care about the civilians that are being killed in Iraq. All right, coming up next, I'm going to get into something that I'm not so sure about, that I debate off and on in my head, and the Supreme Court is talking about it. They're hearing on it yesterday and probably today, and that is the whole thing about parental notification. So we'll get into that coming up. Jerry Springer, on vacation. Jay Marvin, glad to sit in. Glad you're here. This is Springer on the radio.
President Bush calls for a renewed effort to fight indifference and complacency. Within the past hour, he used a White House speech to promote international cooperation.
We're working with our partners to expand prevention efforts that emphasize abstinence, being faithful in marriage, and using condoms correctly.
Mr. Bush says voluntary AIDS testing must become a routine part of health care. AIDS experts, though, say many people in high-risk groups avoid testing because they fear hearing the results. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
A surge of violence in the western Iraqi city of Ramadi. Mortar and rockets fired at a U.S. base and local government buildings. Gangs of armed men roaming the streets. CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier tells us why it's happening.
Insurgents in Ramadi, Al-Qaeda and otherwise, can see American and Iraqi troops getting closer and closer. They have been working their way throughout the summer across the western desert, and now they're moving down the Euphrates River back towards Baghdad in sort of like an encircling noose-like operation.
At one point, the Ramadi insurgents even announced they had won control of the city, but a Marine spokesman quickly debunked that claim. If there was a deliberately empty seat on your bus ride to work this morning, it was to honor the memory of the late Rosa Parks. 50 years ago today, she lit a fire under the civil rights movement when she refused to give up her seat to a white man on a Montgomery, Alabama bus. CBS News reporter Donna Francavilla is there.
History will come alive for the next generation. As many as 5,000 school children are expected to gather at the intersection where Rosa Parks refused to give up her bus seat to a white man. These kids have been preparing for this day by writing essays and doing art projects, but today they are encouraged to walk the walk in honor of the late Rosa Parks and the Montgomery bus boycott.
Guess what? A lot of banks next year will be raising the fees they charge when you tap some other bank's ATM. That's the gist of a new survey from Bankrate.com, where Greg McBride is financial analyst.
You're looking at $3 every time you go to somebody else's ATM. If you do that a couple times a week, that's an easy way to throw away $300 a year.
And his best advice to avoid the increased charges, use only your own bank's ATMs. Only a modest 0.2-point rise in consumer spending in October, less than what analysts had hoped for. But retailers are hoping that higher consumer confidence and lower energy prices will mean a larger spending increase in the months ahead. On Wall Street now, Dow Industrial's up more than 92 points. This is CBS News.
Sears Auto Centers present today's Car Care Tip. A fresh layer of new snow is a beautiful sight, but it can be hazardous to your driving. Before you head out, check the news for current road conditions. Clear snow and ice from all windows and lights, even the hood and roof, before driving. Leave plenty of room for stopping and brake early. Be on the lookout for icy surfaces on bridges and slow down. This Car Care Tip was brought to you by Sears Auto Centers, the most trusted name in automotive repair.
Wishing big is great, but for an elf like me, everything's big anyway, so it takes something really big to catch my attention. Like the National Automotive Sale this week at Sears. Thousands of tires are on sale from the biggest brands like Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Bridgestone. It's an even bigger deal that I can shop at Sears while my diminutive elf car is being serviced. Take it from someone who knows a thing or two about size. The National Automotive Sale at Sears.
Don't forget to join me this Saturday at Rocky's Autos from 10 until 1 p.m. at Rocky's 63rd and Federal, home of the tough trucks and monster deals. See you this Saturday. Come out and join me.
For good, Jerry.
Jerry Springer.
On the radio.
Springer on the radio.
Vacation, Jay Martin here, Springer on the radio. Thanks so much for joining me. This program originates from AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. If you want to, that's Boulder, Denver. And if you want to email me, go to am760.net. Boy, how to get into this? I waver back and forth on this. So, depending on which side you're on, don't be disappointed in me. And I keep an open mind about it. The Supreme Court yesterday wrestled with the New Hampshire law that requires a parent to be told before her daughter ends her pregnancy with no hint that the justices were ready for a dramatic retreat on abortion rights under their new chief. The court is dealing with the first abortion case in 5 years, as well as the first in the brief tenure of Chief Justice John Roberts. The case does not challenge the 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling that declared abortion a fundamental constitutional right, and the justices seem to be seeking a compromise that would avoid breaking new ground. Several said the law was flawed because it required the parent to be informed 48 hours before a minor child has an abortion, but makes no exception for medical emergency that threatens the youth's health. And I can see that totally. I mean, suppose your daughter is pregnant and something medical happens, and for whatever the reason is, they need an immediate answer and can't get a hold of you. Well, what are they supposed to do? John Roberts says that the case does not involve an emergency situation. Now, the stakes are significant since the ruling could signal where the High Court is headed under Roberts, and after the retirement of Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, who knows what's going to happen, particularly with Alito out there. And there's more and more evidence coming up that he's anti-choice. And chances are he'll be confirmed, which scares the hell out of me. And I wrote both of my I wrote both my senators and my congressman, telling them that, you know what, I oppose this guy, even though my congressman has nothing to do with it. But I wrote both my senators saying that I think Alito is out of the mainstream. I mean, polls after polls show that Americans overwhelmingly favor a woman's right to choose. And, of course, there were protesters outside yesterday on both sides of the issue. New Hampshire Attorney General Kelly Ayotte struggled to field sharp questions on why state lawmakers had made an exception to allow abortions when a young mother's life, but not her health, was in danger. The court has held that abortion restrictions should include a health exception. And what will end up happening is here is doctors would fear being prosecuted or sued if they performed an abortion on a severely sick minor who did not want to notify a parent. Now, what would you do if you were a doctor? What would you do about this? You got a teenager who comes into the emergency room, who is sick, or is brought into the emergency room is probably a better way to put it. And somebody once told me that 911, the emergency number, is health care for the poor. But comes in, regardless of economic status, and needs to have something done immediately. And the doctor won't do it because he fears that he'll get in trouble with the law, or she'll get in trouble with the law. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg said there's a real problem here for doctors who are sitting here on the line over this. Now, the law allows a judge to waive the requirement, and Justice Antonin Scalia said it takes 30 seconds to place a phone call. But see, you know what? That may be true. But what happens if you can't get a hold of the parents? So, you know, I waver back and forth about this. I mean, should the parents know what their kids are up to? Yes. Should the parents know? But see, parents ought to know if their daughter is pregnant. But should the parents know if what's going on? And so sometimes I think that the parental notification is not a bad idea. But on the other hand, Scalia is wrong here. I mean, how many teenagers go out on Friday or Saturday night, and their parents, knowing that they're going to be out, they're out too. So they go to Tina and Tony's wedding. We got somebody here who works on the staff who starred in this. Oh, also did singing telegrams for a living, but that's for another show. And they're in the theater or wherever. They've gone to a movie. You know, they've gone to see I Walk the Line about Johnny Cash. And they go to a movie, and they turn their cell phone off. Because, you know, nothing is worse than a cell phone ringing in a theater, right? And I've had that happen to me. Listen, I've had a cell phone ring when I've been on the air. I'm not kidding you about that. But there's nothing worse than a cell phone ringing in a theater, right? Or wherever you are. And I'm not saying that this happens all the time, but I'm saying it's something we ought to consider. So the parents are in the theater. The cell phone is off. Their daughter is in a medical emergency. She's pregnant. The doctor has to make a decision. We follow what Scalia says, and it only takes 30 seconds to make a phone call. And you call the number, the cell phone number, if you can get it out of the kid, and you get a voicemail. And you try the house, and there's no answer. So then, what happens? What do you do? And Justice Anthony Kennedy says, it seems to me that the bypass procedure can go a long way towards saving the statute. So if they put a bypass procedure in there. Now, women's rights groups, of course, don't want this touched. And the American Civil Liberties Union, which I'm a card-carrying member, they argued on behalf of Planned Parenthood of Northern New England against this, saying that tracking down a judge and making a case for a waiver could take too long. That's another thing. Judges don't sit 24 hours a day. I mean, I think we all know that. So you got to find a judge. So this brings up the whole thing of a woman's right to choose, which is a cultural hot-button issue. Not only for certain women's groups, but also for the ultra-right. I mean, you know, they've been planning to try to engineer this where the courts have shoved to the right and get this taken care of for years. And it does matter to these women's groups, and I'm not criticizing them for it. I'm just saying it does matter. We've got a guy here who is running for governor. His name is Bill Ritter. And he's against abortion. And when I breached the subject one day on the air here, I got calls from a lot of women who were members of NARAL and other groups who said, you know what, rather than vote for this guy, we're going to sit it out. And I try to make the case, the same case I try to make to the caller, the libertarian caller. I try to make the same case. Well, wait a minute, you know, you're going to sit it out. Okay, here's what you're going to do. You're going to put a Republican into office. Oh, no, we don't care. We're going to sit it out. And you've got Bob Casey Jr., who is running in Pennsylvania against Rick Santorum. The election hasn't started yet, but the polls show that he's way ahead, and he's another guy who is pro-life. So if you're sitting in Pennsylvania, what are you going to do if you're for a woman's right to choose and a woman's right to privacy? And I'm definitely for a woman's right to privacy, and I'm definitely for a woman's right to choose. Safe, legal, and rare, to use a Clinton phrase, excuse me, is how I feel about abortion. Now, if I had a daughter who was pregnant, would I encourage her to get an abortion? No, I would not. I wouldn't. But if she were in a medical emergency under this law, and they couldn't get a hold of me for some reason, and it's a matter of the mother's health, it's a matter of my kid's health. I mean, if I'm not notified, I'm not going to be sore about it. Now, I would hope, and this is, easier to say, and it's more difficult to do, I would hope that every parent out there is involved enough in their kids' lives and that their kids trust them enough. And believe me, I come from a dysfunctional household, okay? So I got no experience with this. I got no experience at all, and I've been in therapy for like 25 years trying to figure out what the hell's going on. But you hope that parents are close enough to their kids that even if their kids get into some kind of a jam, like being pregnant, that they can come to them and say, this is what happened. And yeah, you'll be disappointed, but you'll know at least that your daughter is pregnant, and that a decision can be made within the family how to handle it, which is the best way to go. But, of course, there's some families out there where this doesn't exist. I mean, the parental structure, I mean, the idea that kids are close, I mean, it just doesn't happen. And there are kids out there, you know there are kids out there, and you probably know some kids, and you probably did it maybe when you were young, who, you know, you hide stuff from your parents. So you don't know what's going on with you know, the parents don't know what's going on with the kid. All right, 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779, and let's get into this a little bit. And as I said, my mind is open here, so try to persuade me either way. Coming up later on this hour, we're going to talk to John Podesta, president and chief executive officer of the Center for American Progress. Podesta served as the chief of staff to President Clinton from October 1998 until January 2001, and he was responsible for directing, managing, and overseeing all the policy developments, daily operations, congressional relations, and the staff activities of the White House. We'll ask him what he would recommend for George W. Bush to do, seeing as Bush is down in the polls and he's jammed up. So we'll talk to him later in the hour. Right now, though, I want to talk to you about this parental notification law. So get off your half moons and get plugged in here at 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. J. Marvin in for vacationing. Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
Jerry Springer. I'm currently in Sandusky, Ohio, seeing how long I can stay on the Millennium Force. If you're in Cleveland or in the Sandusky area, be sure to stop by and root me on by chanting my name.
The number you have reached is
877-34-JERRY.
Please check your number and dial again.
That's 877-345-3779.
This is a recording.
Springer on the radio. Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month. Applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
On the radio. All right, we're talking about justices weighing the parental notification law, and let's go directly to the phones. We go to Natalie, who's in Denver. Natalie, hi.
Hey, Nat. Hey, this is Natalie from Denver, and I'm an OBGYN resident.
Oh, wow.
So, this is a procedure that I would be doing in my residency, and if it's a situation that's an emergency, that's life-threatening, it's pretty much irrelevant whether you have parental consent because you have to do what's best for the patient at that point. Whether it's an elderly patient that's unconscious and needs emergency surgery, or if it's an unemancipated teen with a pregnancy that's threatening her life.
Well, would you... You know, you sound like you would do it, but how about the point that's raised about some doctors being scared to go ahead and do it because in New Hampshire, they would be scared that they would be charged with violating this law.
Well, your alternative is to let the patient die. I don't think that that's much of a choice.
No, you're right, it isn't.
Your number one responsibility is to take care of the patient in front of you, whether they're of legal age or not.
All right, do you favor the law or are you against it?
I'm against it.
All right. Natalie, thanks. Appreciate the call and have a good day. I should ask her if she knew my doctor, who I'm going to see today. I know my doctor's going to think I'm a hypochondriac because I've been in there recently a lot. And if management's listening, it's not because my health is failing. All right, let's go to Kristen in San Francisco. Kristen, hi, you're on.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
This is not about just women's rights. It's about everybody's civil rights. Women are also covered by the First Amendment, last time I checked, and the First Amendment protects your right not to speak as well as your right to speak. And that right to not speak is there to protect us all, because sometimes the parents are the last people that should know something like this, because the woman's father could be the father of the baby. These people could be abusive. I had a friend in high school who got pregnant, and because we were in a tiny town where everybody knew about everybody, she didn't tell anybody she was pregnant because she was afraid her abusive alcoholic parents would find out. And she died because that baby died inside of her, and it killed her. So sometimes the parents are the last people that should know, and the First Amendment granted a right not to speak for a really good reason.
Yeah, the spousal notification law, that's another one where before a woman would be able to get an abortion, she'd have to notify her spouse. I can tell you right now, I'm definitely against that, and I think constitutionally you're right. A woman, you know, her rights are covered there. I agree with you on that part 100%. What about if it's a kid, a girl, like 16 years old?
Well, here again, I think that we don't need to be legislating relationships between people. And 99% of the time, if a girl has a really good relationship with her parents, the parents are the first people she's going to tell. I mean, this is really going to do is only affect people who have a good, usually 99% of the time, have a good reason not to tell their parents.
Yeah. Yeah, you make some great points. I agree. Kristen, thanks. Have a wonderful day. Let's go to David in Coral Springs. Dave, hi, you're on.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, both ladies brought up very valid points, but, you know, the bottom line still remains is that we're talking about a minor and a surgical procedure. I mean, how many 15, 16, or 17-year-old girls know medical history of their family, what they are or are not allergic to in regards to pre-op and post-op care? You know, if a minor, a 16-year-old, walks into a cosmetic surgeon and says, hey, you know what, I think I want a nose job, that physician is going to turn around and say, hey, you know what, go grab your parents, come on in, and we'll talk about it. You know, outside the realm of it being an immediate life-threatening situation, I still can't understand how this topic of minors receiving surgical care has gotten so twisted and bent out of shape.
Well, I think you bring up some good points. And, of course, if it's a medical emergency, and say, for instance, the girl who comes in is comatose, or they can't get the information out of her, and they need to make an immediate decision, well, then they got to do what they got to do. I mean, you heard Natalie in Denver. You got to save the person's life. But I don't know if this has become so twisted. I think that you got to ask yourself, and this question has been asked on a number of issues. You got to ask yourself: do you believe that the Constitution of the United States, as Kristen brought up, and the First Amendment, do you believe it covers people under the age of, say, 18?
I think, once again, I think we need to establish those boundaries in that you're a minor, you are a minor, and you need parental consent for a lot of things, you know, as trivial as a driver's license and as major as a surgical procedure.
Yeah, but it doesn't, what Kristen was saying about a woman's right to speak and about constitutionally being protected, and that also bleeds over into the spousal notification law. And this question has been asked about a lot of things having to do with kids, particularly when they speak out, particularly, for instance, in school situations. Do you believe that, once again, do you believe that kids, the minors, are constitutionally protected the same as adults would be?
Well, you know, in relationship to this, like I said, I'm a firm believer that they should have to require the parental consent on a situation like this. And, you know, when we're talking about companies like Planned Parenthood, for instance, in which this is their bread and butter. I mean, that's what they do. And a majority of, I'm going to guess at this, a majority of these procedures that they perform on minors, it's safe to say that a majority of that is without the parental notification. These parents don't know that these children are having this done.
I don't know about that. You know what? I really, really, really don't know about that. Because I don't have any statistics on it. And I guess what you're saying here is you're saying that minors are not covered by the Constitution. Thank you, David. Appreciate the call. Coming up, we got to John Podesta, but we'll take more of your calls leading up to John Podesta. And Jerry Springer's on vacation. This is Jay Marvin, and this is Springer on the Radio.
Opinion, let us know what you think. Go to SpringerOnTheRadio.com and blog with us online. Checking the forecast, it's sunny, but it's going to be cold today. Highs only near 40. We're at 23 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Randy Rhodes.
Cowards cut and run. Marines never do.
The House will be in order.
Oh, no. All hell breaks loose in the House of Representatives, and guess what they do? They vote themselves a pay raise.
Amber Homes has been building quality homes since 1998 with affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Englewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. Stop throwing your money away on rent. Picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. Right now, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Channel 93.3 and Fake Skateboards have teamed up to give you a chance to be judged by your peers. Log on to GrindwellPark.com or the What's Up page on Area93.com for more info about Channel 93.3's Skate Contest Series, where you'll be the judge. Area93.com members, sign up early and enter the competition for only $9.33. If you're not a member, sign up now and become one. Grindwell Indoor Park is an independent skate park built, owned, and run by skaters. Keep skateboarding independent and shop at core shops owned and run by skaters you know.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-1195 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
This is a special public announcement for anyone that's upside down in a lease or purchase of a 2004 or newer car, truck, or SUV. If you're unable to get the price you need or simply no buyers, you don't have to lose thousands or roll it over into a new note. Give AutoManagement.com a call at 303-756-6800. They can get you out. The company is AutoManagement.com. They've provided a payment guarantee service in Denver for 18 years. Please check them out at AutoManagement.com. Call for an appointment today. 303 303-
303-756-6800. You won't have to take the hit if the market has fallen for your vehicle. They have the solutions, and at no cost to you if you mention you heard this ad on the radio. A $250 value. Now, isn't that a special deal? AutoManagement.com will get you out. Protect your credit and lose the stress. Call 303-756-6800 and tell them about your vehicle. Start saving your assets today. AutoManagement online at AutoManagement.com or call 303-756-6800.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomhd.com.
Alternatives.
I love AM 760.
All the time, every morning, and then on the way home.
You get another opinion other than what we get with the right-wing propaganda machine.
The cure for conservative talk.
Nice to be able to sit there and listen to the radio and say, no doubt.
This is AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
And I'm with them every day.
And now, Springer-O-Mo Radio presents another Croc News Classic. Veteran newscaster Gerald Furlong is on vacation, and so we proudly present one of his newscasts from the past, a Croc News classic.
I'm Gerald Furlong, Croc News. It's November 15th, 1955, and here's what's happening. President Eisenhower continues to recover from his heart attack. Vice President Richard Nixon visited Ike at the hospital and brought him a double bacon cheeseburger from a new restaurant chain called McDonald's. Nixon says he sure hopes Eisenhower's heart stays healthy enough to run for re-election next year, and then gave Ike his bag of French fries. A Negro woman in Montgomery, Alabama, has been arrested for refusing to give up her bus seat to a white man. Officials in Montgomery say they intend to set an example with a woman named Rosa Parks and put an end to any ridiculous thoughts people might have about changing the status quo there. NBC has broadcast the very first live program from a foreign country. No, not from Europe, that's impossible, but they did present a show from Havana, Cuba. Plans for more American-built luxury resorts are already underway there. America and Cuba's long friendship is destined to last forever. Love those cigars. A company in Mansfield, Ohio, says it's developed a new kind of oven called the microwave. For just $1,200, it can cook an egg in a few seconds and roast a chicken in minutes. That's good news for desperate housewives who need more time to do all that laundry, cook all those meals, and take all that Valium. That's the news for November 15th, 1955. I'm Gerald Fairmong, Croc News.
This has been another Croc Newscast from the past. Join us next time when we turn back the croc to another Croc News classic from Springer on the Radio.
Jerry.
Springer on the Radio.
25 minutes before the top of the hour. John Podesta coming up. Well, meanwhile, time to get in a few calls on this parental notification law. Tomorrow, last day I'll be on, it'll be open phones, and we'll just talk about anything you want to talk about for 3 hours. Let's go to Bill in Sheboygan. Bill, hi, you're on.
Yeah, my comment was about the children in school having abortion, and I guess the law that's really a hook to that is, why aren't we looking for the people that got her pregnant? Because that's rape, isn't it?
Well, yeah, technically, I guess it is. It would be, well, I don't know if it'd be rape. I mean, it'd be statutory rape, I think, if it were like two 16-year-olds.
Yeah.
I think you're right about that.
And we're not looking for them. We're more concerned about the abortion. It's like, I'd like to prosecute the guy that did it. You know, but that doesn't seem to fly anywhere.
Well, no, I don't think that's true. I think a lot of times, you know, the boy in the situation gets charged, gets into trouble. I think that happens. And then I think a lot of times, too, you know, the boy who's involved in this, his family or himself has to potentially pony up. Now, you got another problem when you have older, when you have young men or guys over the age of 21, say they get involved with a 16- or 17-year-old,
but
the law definitely goes after them.
Roy, that's what I'm, that's my main concern. It's like, whoa, let's back it up. Let's find out the person that did it.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with what you're saying. I think there's nothing wrong at all, and men ought to bear up the responsibility, and there's nothing that irritates me more than a man or a boy who gets a woman pregnant and then takes a powder. Thank you for the call. I really hate that. I mean, I really do. Men who will not live up to their responsibility. You father a child, man, you got to live up to the responsibility. You got to pay that child support. You got to do it. I don't care how broke you are. Pat in Brooklyn. Pat, you're on.
Yes, hi, Jay. I totally agree with your caller a couple of calls back about constitutional issues in terms of the right to speak or not to speak and all the other great points she made. One other thing, if parental notification laws, especially like the one in New Hampshire, stand, it's just a further chipping away of Roe. Frankly, you don't really need to overturn Roe to make it ineffective. We see already how there's so few abortion providers throughout the country as it is. All of these additional restrictions, be it parental notification, spousal notification, they really just gut the right to choose. So I'm totally against all parental notification laws. Plus, one thing that's kind of never talked about in terms of the medical situation, I'd rather my daughter have a legal abortion than have, and I mean a teenage daughter, than bring a pregnancy to term in terms of just the impact on her health, both physical and mental. It's a lot more dangerous, frankly, at that age, and I'm talking like 12 to, 16 or younger or what have you, to really carry a child to term as opposed to having an abortion. So I just wanted to mention that in terms of, another consideration.
Yeah, I think you bring up good points, and I'll tell you something. I'm scared about Roe versus Wade, too. I am really, really scared about it, and I'm going to be really disappointed if the Democrats don't filibuster Alito. But I got a strange feeling they're not going to do it. And
well, we have to put the pressure on. And if I could say one more thing, in terms of the phrase have abortion be safe, legal, and rare, I really think that's almost an apologist position in the sense that you're always going to have abortion. You're always going to have birth control failures. You're always going to have rape and incest. You're always going to have situations where someone really, really can't afford or has other situations.
But I don't think that's true. I don't think that it's an apologetic position. I think what it says is that this is a complex problem and it's got to be tackled in a lot of ways. And one of the things the religious right never wants to talk about is sex education. And we ought to be having sex education in grade school. We ought to start talking to these kids about taking responsibility. And you get into the whole argument about the morning after pill, which this administration, doesn't like. All of this stuff. I mean, and we should take care of the issue on both sides, not just on one side. Thanks for the call, Pat.
Thanks,
appreciate
Mike.
It. And it is. We should talk about sex education. And man, oh man, the right wing is scared of this. They're scared of sex education. Why are they scared of sex education? Well, because they claim, and I've heard this claim over and over again, you educate people about sex and they'll have more sex. I mean, kids will have sex. Oh, come on. We don't need, kids don't need sex education. Think back when you were a teenager. Did you need sex education? No, your genes provided. And your hormones, I guess, is not genes, your hormones. Got you worked up, right? So your parents didn't have to sit down and explain the birds and the bees to you. I mean, it'd be better if they did. And it'd be better if they had a frank conversation with you about sex, the same as you'd have a frank conversation about smoking or anything else or drug use. But that's always the right wing's objection. Oh, they'll start having sex. Yeah, right. Okay. Coming up, we got John Podesta, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Center for American Progress. And Mr. Podesta has served as Chief of Staff to President Clinton from October 1998 until January 2001. And we'll talk to him coming up. Jerry Springer on vacation. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
As I've told a lot of folks in Texas over the years, I wish I knew the law. Join the discussion.
Hey, thanks for having my call, Jerry.
By
sure.
Calling 1-877-34-JERRY. That's 877-345-3779. This is Springer on the radio.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, a gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and Stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and Stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month. Applies to digital silver with Stars. After promotional period, regular rate supply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
Waiting for the bus? And turn them into learning moments. For more information, visit bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Jay Marvin, filling in for Jerry Springer.
On the radio.
On AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
For the hour, Springer on the radio. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Email me at am760.net. Make the emails nice, would you please? I'm sensitive. All right, let's go to the phones, and we'll go to John Podesta. He is President and Chief Executive Officer of the Center for American Progress. Podesta served as Chief of Staff to President Clinton from October 1998 until January 2001, where he was responsible for directing, managing, and overseeing all policy development and daily operations and congressional relations and staff activities of the White House. A disclosure, I am a contributing person to Center for American Progress. All right, Mr. Podesta, nice to have you on the show.
It's good to be with you, Jay, and thanks for the contribution. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I love you guys, and I'm on your email list, and man, good. Oh, man, I'm so glad you're there. Let me ask you, you worked in the White House. You were close to Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
If you were sitting in the White House today staring at President Bush's poll numbers and you were advising him, what would you tell him?
Well, I think the first thing I would tell him is that he's got to get some new people over there. I think that the people that surround him now, his credibility are in complete shreds, and he needs some new staff. But beyond that, I think he's got to change gears. You know, he just keeps doing running the same play over and over again. I think you saw that with the speech on Iraq this week. He kind of repackaged the talking points into something that said plan, 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 but really never began to level with the American people about what the real challenges facing our country and the Iraqi people are today. So I think that he keeps running a play that worked for him in, I guess, in 2002 and 2004, but I think it's at this point, I think the American public is quite skeptical of it, don't really trust him to deliver up a fair and honest assessment of what's really going on, and until he restores that, he's not going to make much headway.
All right, this is going to be a stupid question, but I got to ask it anyway. Why do you think it is that he can't A, make these changes, and B, switch gears, and probably C, just come out and be candid with the American people as to where the hell we are in Iraq?
I think it's maybe one part a character trait which people found attractive when they thought it was, you know, steadfastness. It's really just turned into stubbornness. And one part, sometimes you can in the Oval Office you can get surrounded by people who just tell you what you want to hear. Really don't challenge what's going on out there. Just tell you that whatever it is you're doing is right. And if you don't have strong voices walking in and saying, you know, Mr. President, we're in a deep hole here, and we got to change what we're doing. In the interest not just of our political positioning, but in the interest of the country, sometimes you just keep digging the hole deeper.
Now, you know, why can't they look at history? I mean, when Ronald Reagan got in trouble with the Iran-Contra situation, he went on television and he said, you know, and I'm paraphrasing him here, my heart tells me one thing, but my head, you know, tells me something else. Bill Clinton, who you worked for, when he got in trouble, he went on in a very intimate, same thing as Ronald Reagan, a very intimate way, said, okay, you know what, I messed up. And then you go look at the polls, and both of their poll numbers jumped overnight.
Right. Well, I think, you know, that's what the American public expects, which is that, you know, they know everybody's going to make mistakes in that office. They don't expect you to bat 1,000, but they expect you to own up to your mistakes and come clean about them. And if you need to make changes, make those changes. You know, back to the personnel side, you know, Ronald Reagan did something else, which is that he got rid of his chief of staff, he got rid of his national security advisor, he got rid of his communications director, he got rid of the people who were involved in Iran-Contra. He brought in a new team led by former Senator Howard Baker, and they righted themselves, and he went on in that final year of his presidency to have some important achievements, particularly on with respect to U.S.-Soviet relations in the final year with agreements he got with then President Gorbachev. And I think that when I look back at the last year or two of the Clinton administration, we were able to get a lot done. But I think it was because the president was able to concentrate on what he was doing right for the country, admit what the mistake that he had made, and he moved on.
Yeah, well, he was a marvelous man when it came to that. All right, let me put you on hold in the phone zone, and we'll come back with you. We got John Podesta on the line here, and Jay Marvin in for the vacationing Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
And we're fully committed to working with both sides to bring the level of terror down to an acceptable level for both.
Jerry Springer on the radio. Rational Clear Quest. You can find them online at ReleaseTeam.com. That's Release Team in Denver.
Ever have one of those days where you feel frustrated and alone? For developmentally disabled adults, every day can feel that way. The Graduate Activity Program, or GAP, needs your help. GAP provides disabled adults with help and resources to lead.
The world has been good to Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a new no-cost or obligation report to people who won't ever be our clients. Maybe you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make. Although at Fisher Investments we do business only with high net worth folks and institutions, we're happy to share these key insights with investors. Our experience managing $25 billion for millionaires and pensions has given us valuable insight. Insight that can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make. The worst and most costly ones. So request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today. No charge and no sales pitch. The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility. For your free report, call 1-800-771-3464. That's 1-800-771-3464. 1-800-771-3464.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server? Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at RiptideHosting.com.
Channel 93.3 and Fake Skateboards have teamed up to give you a chance to be judged by your peers. Log on to GrindwellPark.com or the What's Up page on Area93.com for more info about Channel 93.3's Skate Contest Series, where you'll be the judge. Area93.com members, sign up early and enter the competition for only $9.33. If you're not a member, sign up now and become one. Grindwell Indoor Park is an independent skate park built, owned, and run by skaters. Keep skateboarding independent and shop at core shops owned and run by skaters you know.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home, you get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-441-9116. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-441-9116. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-441-9116. That's 1-800-441-9116. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-441-9116.